It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Unadilla Valley as the Storm hosts the Unitigo Spartans tonight. And boy, Tim, the rain has started to come down here just as we get set for kickoff about 10 minutes away.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely coming down, and obviously it's going to impact the game a little bit. Hopefully the field will hold out. And, you know, these two teams that are air-oriented may have to go put it to the ground tonight.
Yeah, the field has seen a lot over the last couple of nights here. They had modified football yesterday. Of course, they had the girls' MAC championship for soccer here last night as well, and plus, you know, football here tonight. We were driving up from Sydney, and it was dry, and the sunshine was out until about South New Berlin, and then we got here, and as we looked down on the field, there was actually some sleet that actually accumulated around the track, so certainly some tough weather tonight here for football, and we'll have to see what the running game is like, but we know coming in that UV certainly has a lot of speed to the edge and brings a lot of weapons to the table on the ground.
Yeah, this is my first time seeing UV, and I'm really looking forward to it because of that. I've heard that, you know, they're definitely quick off the ball, and they are really, really fast at the backs and skill positions. So this should be a really good game, but let's not forget about Unitigo. Unitigo has got senior Josh Firebend maybe playing in his last game. You know, he may try to leave it all out on the field today because this could be his last game ever playing for the U.
Strange to think about that this could be the last time we see Josh Firebend out on the field. Of course, hope both these teams have an outside chance of perhaps making the playoffs. It's a kind of an interesting system. Other teams have to win. Other teams have to lose. There's a point system involved. But all you can do here tonight, I think, is concentrate on what your team has to do and you know, hopefully come out with a win, and either UV or Unitigo might be able to punch their ticket to the playoffs.
Yeah, and you know, it is an interesting system. I don't even really know. That's why I have you here. You know, you can explain it to everybody because I have no idea. There's so many divisions in D and everything and how it works. So I'll let you take that over.
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit more when we come back. Of course, we want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Cork and the crew. He wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer, this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for kickoff between Unitigo and UV, and we'll try to explain that playoff system a little bit because it certainly has some quirks to it that are interesting and different than some of the other sports that we cover throughout the fall. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. Friday Night Lights here from Unadilla Valley as Unitigo comes to town. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back live from Unadilla Valley tonight. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on WCDO. Just want to take a minute to say thank you to the Unadilla Valley staff here, including Athletic Director Matt Osborne, getting us set up here. It's our first time over at UV this season, and there's always some fun quirks to work out to get set for a radio broadcast. So big thank you to him, and of course we'll be back over here for basketball seasons. Hard to believe that's right around the corner, Tim.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's, you know, you start thinking about we've only got 2 weeks till November now, and it's like, oh my gosh, basketball is going to be starting, you know, and that's going to be going here pretty quick, and, you know, all the other winter sports that start up as well in November.
Just to look at the out-of-town scoreboard here quickly, we know that Green has captured the 2015 MAC Boys Soccer Championship. That game was over in Delhi tonight against the Bulldogs, and Green defeats Delhi 2-0. Of course, the Girls MAC Championship for soccer was right here last night, Unadilla Valley capturing a 3-1 victory over the Delhi Lady Bulldogs last night and winning their first MAC Soccer Championship. And it was good for them. A great crowd here, and they've been to the championship game three straight times, losing to Unitego two of the last years, and then winning last night. So congratulations there to UV, and of course congratulations to Green as well, who wins the MAC Boys Championship today. If you follow me on Twitter, folks, I'll have updates tomorrow from the Tri-Valley and Delaware League Championships for soccer, boys and girls. They'll be over in Oneonta tomorrow afternoon starting at 1 o'clock. Some great, great soccer, folks. If you can get over there, I know it's supposed to rain and snow and be windy and cold, but if you want to stay home, we'll have updates for you there. And you can go on WCDOsports.com and click the follow button. Follow me on Twitter. We'll have all updates throughout the day if you're a Tri-Valley or a Delaware League fan. So UV doing their senior night presentation right here before the contest. The rain has gone away here, Tim, but certainly that field going to be a little wet. What are some of the keys on a night like tonight where the field is wet and maybe the footing isn't the best?
Well, definitely ball control and ball security. You know, you definitely want to make sure you have both hands on the ball because it is going to be a wet pigskin out there tonight. Obviously, just from the ground, when the ball hits the ground, it's going to get wet. So there's going to be some kids running in some dry balls every now and then, and hopefully they can keep them, you know, so that they can use them and make not affect the game too much tonight.
Some other games we'll be looking at tonight. Newark Valley is down in Sydney. We'll get you some updates from that in a Class C divisional battle. Walton is at Bainbridge-Guilford. Delhi is at Deposit Hancock. Oneonta is at Dryden. Oxford is at Tioga. And I always throw this in for you, Tim. Cooperstown is at Sequoit Valley tonight in Section 3.
Yeah, what was the one last week?
Beaver River.
Beaver River, yeah. Those Section 3 names are pretty good.
So we'll keep an eye on those out-of-town scores, and it's going to be interesting because there's the three divisions in D, and the two wild card spots from the three divisions are still up for grabs. Of course, you have UV and Unitego with an outside chance, and then some of the other games that will matter tonight. Spencer Van Etten is at Moravia. That's a game that has some meaning, and, of course, Oxford is at Tioga. Really, the interesting part, I think, is that the teams that play each other, it's based on strength of schedule. So even though you could have a lesser record based on your schedule, it all depends on how the other teams did that you play. So a team like Oxford, even if they lose tonight, then they could be 2-2 in the division, 4-3 overall, which isn't as good as some of the other teams. Their strength of schedule is very strong, having played Harpersville, having played Tioga, some of those teams. And even if you lose, you'll get more points. So it won't all shake out until early next week once all the scores are in from tonight and tomorrow. But it's going to be interesting to see who goes where.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that because that's the fourth time you've done that, and I'm still not sure what's going on. But I will say this much. Anybody that plays Tioga should get extra points.
Certainly.
Should get extra points because that team is absolutely phenomenal.
And we'll see. I mean, just a couple weeks away from the games down in Binghamton, and we know there's going to be some great teams in the playoffs locally from Walton, Deposit Hancock, Harpersville Afton. All those teams are going to be in. It looks like an early matchup that we could see possibly next week would be Walton, hosting Harpersville Afton. So that would certainly be fun. Maybe we'll be making the trip over the hill. We'll have to see how things shake out, and got to see what happens this weekend as well. All right, we're going to take one last quick break. We'll come back and get you set for kickoff here again live from Unadilla Valley tonight as the Storm on Senior Night are hosting Unitigo. I've also heard they're going to have some fireworks after the game. So if you're somewhere in the New Berlin, South New Berlin area, come on up. I think you're going to be treated to a very nice show. So, all right, we'll be right back. Unitigo and UV tonight for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for Friday Night Lights here on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley Retail Store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Unadilla Valley here as we get set for the Storm hosting Unitigo tonight, the last regular season Class D contest. And it's the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show brought to you by Cork and the Crew, located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. And we just talked about the fireworks. Some shot off here before kickoff. And Tim, we're lucky we weren't on the air. A few weeks ago, we're at Unitigo. They shot some off. I think we about jumped out of the press box.
Yeah, and I think there were some fans over on the Unitigo sideline that weren't ready for it, and they jumped a little bit, too, from my perspective here, because it was real quick. It was a nice little honor for the seniors and their families to send them off with a little firework display.
Unadilla Valley's in their home dark uniforms tonight. It's a black top with the purple pants and the white trim. It says Storm and white lettering across the front of the uniform. The helmet is kind of like a San Diego Chargers helmet. It's a purple helmet with a lightning bolt for the Storm on the side in gold. Unitigo is in the road. White uniforms 2 weeks in a row. We catch them on the road as they defeated Delhi last week. Unitigo in the white uniforms, says Unitigo in green lettering across the chest there, the black pants, and the white helmet, which they've gone through the last few years with the new U logo on the side. So the captains coming to midfield here at Unadilla Valley to get set for the coin toss, and this is nice for UV. Looks like all 10 seniors perhaps going out for the coin toss here tonight. And, you know, you talked about it before. Weird to think this could be the last time we see Josh Firebend in a Unitigo uniform. We've just been so spoiled the last few years with watching Unitigo get all the way to the Class D Section 4 Championship and watching him work his magic down in Binghamton, and it looks like perhaps this year that might not happen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they definitely have to have some help. But, you know, the thing is they can't say that these kids didn't try, because I'll tell you what, if you listen to Coach Microne and a couple of the interviews that we've had on WCDO when we've spoken with him, he said he just loves the heart in these kids, and he just says that they won't die. And, you know, we saw that last week at Delhi. The game was only a six-point game at halftime. You know, we were priming ourselves for a really good second half of football, and then Unitigo came out and just totally dominated the second half.
Yeah, they certainly did. They walked away with a 34-13 victory and improved to 2-4 in the regular season, and they're hoping to maybe cap the season off here with a victory tonight on the road at Unadilla Valley. So we are set for kickoff here. Again, UV is in the dark uniforms tonight. Unitigo is in the light uniforms. It has rained on and off here We're just outside of New Berlin here tonight, of course, at the beautiful Unadilla Valley School. So the field will be slick, and it's going to be interesting because looking at this Unitego offense, a lot of speed. They run the jet sweep. We'll hear a lot about that at halftime when we hear from Unitego head coach Frank McCroney. But he was concerned with their speed. They have a stable of running backs. They also have a tall receiver. And Brett Hanselmeyer had a huge weekend last weekend, catching 4 touchdowns. He's about 6'3", so kind of Derek Beams on the Unitego side, Brett Hanselmeyer on the UV side, and certainly a guy who can go up and get the ball.
Should definitely be a good matchup then because we talked about it last week. Delhi had a pretty good-sized wideout, and they had Unitego had, I think it was Ropes, was
yes.
on him all game long, and he just did an absolute great job as far as being in position, but he lost a couple of pass plays because of the height disadvantage. So that's a huge thing. The other thing I was just thinking about, Nate, is the kicking game. You know, Unitego usually likes to do that little pooch type of kick, and you know what? Tonight, with that slick ground and stuff, it could be interesting. So here we go, folks.
Yeah, we might see some hot potato out there tonight if that ball on the slick turf is bouncing around. So Unitego is going to kick off here to Unadilla Valley, and the Storm will go left to right to start it off here. And it looks like Josh Firebend, speaking of the kicking game, will kick it off here for the Unitego Spartans. In a contest here between UV and Unitego. Again, thank you to Unadilla Valley here for getting us set up for this contest. Glad to be along. We have two special sponsors tonight from New Berlin. Chase Health has signed on as one of our special sponsors, as well as the all-famous New York Pizzeria. So big thank you to those two sponsors here for stepping in for Unadilla Valley football. And Josh Firebend will kick off. The little pooch kick will bounce to the 20, fielded here by Ryan Postma, gets to the 35 before he's brought down by the Spartans. And Unadilla Valley will start going left to right from their own 36-yard line. Nice job as that one bounced off the turf. Had to be hard to handle.
Yeah, it was. It kind of like hydroplaned and actually scooted right to him a little faster than he was ready. But he was ready, made a nice catch, and made a nice return.
So we'll see the Spartans on defense first, and we'll see what the Storm brings to the table here. A stable of running backs and some very good wide receivers as well. That wide receiver, Brett Hanselmeyer, wearing number 88, is split out to the right side. And Mason Fournette is at QB tonight here for UV. So first play of the game, a handoff to the left side. UV with the ball outside and brought down after a gain of 1 here for Unadilla Valley. Looks like that was Nick Sterone for about a gain of 1 there, Tim.
Yeah, real nice play by the defensive end from Unitego. I'll have the number on him right now, but real nice job. He didn't get didn't give up outside contain. Waited for his help, and they made a nice tackle, and you know, for no gain.
You'll hear the last name Sterone for Unadilla Valley a lot tonight. Three brothers on this team as they get set here to come back to the line. This will be about a 2nd and 10, 2nd and 9 perhaps for the Storm. We're about a minute into the contest here between Unitego and UV. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO and also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And a quarterback keeper here, direct snap to Fournette. He'll pick up the first down, ran left to right, and gets up towards that Storm S at midfield. He got about to the 48.
Nice play right there. He they ran a little bit of an option look, and he kept the ball because the end went with Pitchman and made a nice turn up the field and got a good first down.
Mason Fournette, the senior QB, about 6 foot tall, 175 pounds. Picks up 10 yards there on 2nd and 10. Now it's 1st and 10, a minute into the ball game here. The Storm on their first offensive possession of the night, going left to right. Fournette here at QB as they set up near midfield, looking to crash into Unitego territory. And Fournette, another QB keeper to the left side. This time he'll pick up about 3, gets right to the midfield marker, brought down, it looked like, by Seth Burnham there of Unitego.
Yeah, nice play right there by the quarterback. It looked like that play was going nowhere, but a good effort and got a good 3 yards on the play, so it'll bring up a 2nd down and 7.
Back in week 3, this UV team went on the road and took down Bainbridge Guilford 64-8. And from talking to some of the BG staff, they said that little QB direct snap and just take off and run really hurt them. So I'm sure Unitego gonna have to be aware of that here tonight. So a 2nd and 7 now for UV. 2 minutes into the ball game here. We're scoreless between Unitego and Unadilla Valley. Tonight here from Unadilla Valley High School. Pitch to the left side. Pickup of about 3 yards. Brought down to the outside edge there. So this is going to bring up about a 3rd and 5 here for UV.
Anthony Lynn, number 44, with a real nice play and tackle on that play. So stopped a really good, they had some really good blocking on the outside. It was kind of like a sweep look, and they had blocking out in front, but number 44 put an end to that.
So a 3rd and 6 coming up here, 9:40 to go here in this first quarter. I know that number 44 now, there was a number change for Unitigo. So Anthony Lynn, not in the lineup here tonight, but Aaron Welch wearing number 44 here for Unitigo. Third and six now for UV coming up. So nice tackle there by Welch. Here's UV at midfield going left to right. Here's the snap. Fournette is going to drop back, throws over the middle for Postma, catches it. Looks like he's in for the touchdown. Yes, he is. Or maybe they'll say he was down at the one, perhaps. But a nice catch over the middle. I believe that was Mr. Spaulding getting back there. Excuse me, Zach Young's making the tackle, and UV is going to have a first and goal.
Yeah, that was a really nice throw and catch right there, and a real nice effort by Mr. Young's to stay with it and stop it short of the goal line.
Boy, it looked like Postma was going to be in for six, but Young's just sneaking back there to clip him right at the line. So this is going to be a first and goal for Unadilla Valley after about a 50-yard pass play to get them right down to the goal line. Quarterback keeper, and Fournette's going to crash into the end zone, and a touchdown for Unadilla Valley. 3 minutes into the contest, and the Storm get on the board first.
Yeah, nice little play. Quick little called his own number kind of thing, and off go the fireworks again.
So the fireworks celebrating the first Unadilla Valley touchdown here tonight in the Storm on their first drive. A couple of runs, and then we wondered if they'd be able to throw here in these wet conditions, but about a 45 to 50-yard pass play from Fournette there to Ryan Postma sets it up, and then Fournette, the QB keeper, for the touchdown.
Yeah, nice play, and they're setting up now for the two-point conversion.
So UV will go for two. They have the 6-0 lead on their first offensive possession of the night. Here's the handoff. They'll go to the outside, but Jacob Morrison with a big tackle in the backfield there on Fournette broke through the line and just ripped him down, and UV walks away with a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, number 65 has been doing that all year. Every time we've watched him, he has made that tackle, that same play, going away from him. He comes through the line and gets to the running back before they can get to the line of scrimmage.
Nice play there by Morrison, but UV, the damage is done. They lead 6-0, 9 minutes to go first quarter. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Chase Health of New Berlin is a proud sponsor of Unadilla Valley football and soccer here on WCDO. They wish the best to all UV athletes and cheer on the Storm this season. Chase Health, where the focus is on living and getting you back to your life as soon as possible. When you think of a short-term rehab center, think of Chase Health, where the focus is on life. Your life. Chase Health, located in New Berlin and serving the community since 1972. Call them today at 847-7000 or visit online at chasenursinghome.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you here tonight on CDO. UV now kicking off to Unitigo for their first possession of the night. And it's fielded here by Youngs, and a good cutback, and he's going to get some great field position all the way up to the 45-yard line, splitting through some purple and black defenders there for UV. Josh Fireben's going to have great starting field position for the Spartans.
Yeah, for a minute there, that looked like that could be a possible turnover, but Josh Youngs made a great play right there, picked up the ball and made a really nice return, probably of about 20, 25 yards.
So a 6-0 lead here for Unadilla Valley at home on senior night over Unitigo. Thanks for joining us here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. A long pass play from Fournette to Postma set up the QB keeper for the touchdown for Fournette. A 6-0 lead here for the Storm. 8:52 to go, first quarter. And here's Josh Fireben in this Unitigo offense going right to left. Fireben throws out to the far side here for Jared Smith. He slips at the 45, works his way up to about the 48-yard line here. We'll see about a pickup of 3 yards here.
Nice little quick swing pass out to the right side, and actually looked like the receiver was going to slip and fall, but he showed some really good balance and agility and made a nice positive gain of about 3.
So this will bring up a 2nd and 7 here with the ball about on the Spartans 48 as they near that midfield line, and Firebend is under center here with 8:20 to go in the first quarter. A 6-0 lead for Unadilla Valley over Unitigo. Quarterback keeper for Firebend out to the left side. He gets around and to the 40, down to the 30-yard line, and he's going to step out of bounds at the 25. A great pickup there by Josh Firebend. UV really biting on that fake there, Tim.
Yeah, and the thing is that's just Josh. I mean, he just puts that ball in the belly and the hip of the running back and holds it there and holds it there and holds it there and reads it, and as soon as he sees it's time to go, he pulls it back out and takes off. Nice play.
Always seems to be able to find some space on the edge somehow. So Firebend easily picks up the first down here for Unitigo. They're into UV territory on their first drive of the night. Ball is down to the about the 25-yard line here, just outside the red zone for the Spartans. 8 minutes to go, first quarter. UV leads 6-0. Pass to Burnham over on the right side, and he's going to plug his way down to the 20. About a pickup of 5 there for Seth Burnham of Unitego.
Nice little wide receiver screen on that play to Burnham, and nice block. I'm not sure who made the block for Unitego, but it was a real nice block on the outside, freeing him for the 5-yard gain.
7:45 to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for UV over Unitego. 2nd and 5. Ball is down on about the 20-yard line here as Unitego goes right to left, and they're marching down, and they'll run here right into the middle of the pile there with Zach Youngs. Maybe a pickup of 1 as the rain starts to fall here again, Tim.
Yep, it is starting to fall again, but on that play, a nice defensive play by number 57, Hunter Christensen.
And that UV line has a lot of size to it, that's for sure. A lot of guys who I know spent some off-season time in the weight room have put the time in. They're trying to make it pay off here tonight against Unitego. 3rd and 4 now for the Spartans. In the shotgun, they throw over the middle, therefore Beams, first down, and he's down to the 5-yard line. Great catch there by Derek Beams.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Just ran a nice little quick slant and took 2 steps and then cut to his right, and he was wide open, and number 5 put it right between his numbers.
So fire bend to Beams, they're down to the 5, and Unitego has really driven the ball right down the field here on their first possession of the night. So this is going to be a first and goal for the Spartans. 6:50 to go, first quarter. Firebend lofts one up into the back of the end zone. Burnham goes up and almost caught that one. Couldn't bring it down. Good coverage there by the Storm on the jump ball.
Yeah, that was really nice coverage because I thought he caught the ball, but it must be on the way down. The defender got the ball and separated it from the receiver.
So a 6-0 lead on the road. Excuse me, at home here for Unadilla Valley. Unitego on the road tonight over here in New Berlin. 6:40 to go. In the first quarter, UV leads 6-0. Firebend is under center here, 2nd and goal for the Spartans. And they'll hand off to Jacob Morrison. He's going to plow his way forward, and he's in for the touchdown. Saw them practicing that before the contest. Didn't know if they'd actually do it, but Jacob Morrison runs it in.
I saw that, too, as I was walking in, and I was like, that reminds me of the fridge.
Yeah, very reminiscent, and it's got to be hard to stop. You know, Jacob Morrison, a big guy that usually plays O-line, D-line, he runs it in for the touchdown here for Unitego.
He's so pumped right now. You know, those big guys up front don't get a chance to touch the ball, and then if you get to touch the ball and you score, oh my gosh, he's happy as the clam right now.
So a 6-6 ball game, and Unitego, it looks like, will try to kick the extra point here with Josh Firebend with 6:37 to go in the first quarter. Waiting for the snap here. It is clean. Firebend with the kick, doesn't get through the line, and it's blocked. So the score remains 6-6 with 6:37 to go. First quarter here from Unadilla Valley. A Jacob Morrison handoff touchdown here knots it up for the Unitego Spartans. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. CDO Friday Night Lights.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And an entertaining first quarter here, Tim. 6:37 to go in this first frame, and a 6-6 ball game between UV and Unitego, and a score update from down the road in Sydney.
Yeah, we have Sydney leading 6-0 with 6:52 to go in the first quarter.
So the Warriors at home against Newark Valley. Was a tough one there in their own division, but never know on your home turf. See what happens. And the return here by Unadilla Valley gets up to about the 43-yard line. So good starting field position here for Unadilla Valley.
For some of the people may not know, Newark Valley is probably one of the only teams to beat Tioga this year.
Yes, they were trailing 21-0 on the road at Tioga and came back and won 35-32. So a big win there for Newark Valley, and they're 5-1 at the moment. Darren Smith, an 8-yard pass to Alex Hoskins for that Sydney touchdown as they lead Newark Valley 6-0. 6.5 minutes to go here. First quarter, we're tied 6-6 between UV and Unitego. Here's Fournette with the pitch to Dante Dye to the right side, a little cutback. Dye working his way forward, and a flag on the play. Nice run, picks up about 3 or 4 yards here for the Storm.
Yeah, it was a nice run, and unfortunately there's a little bit of a yellow hanky out there, so I think this one's coming back.
First flag of the night. We'll see who it's against here from the Zebra Crew. Believe this is going to go against the Storm, and it will, so the run by Dye will take back a couple of yards here for the Storm. Holding is the call. 6:21 to go first quarter, tied 6-6 between UV and Unitego, both teams with an outside chance of still making the Class D playoffs, so a win here tonight could certainly be crucial. So this will be a 10-yard penalty, so first and 20 here for the Storm, going to back them up to their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the thing we talk about all the time is momentum. You know, you had a nice little drive the first time, and then to start off this drive, you have a penalty that puts you back. We'll see what they can do with it.
First and 20 for the Storm, going left to right, man in motion. And the snap here goes to Fournette, another quarterback keeper on the run. He's up the middle. He's got some room. Gets past Mike Rose. He's at midfield. First down and more. He's down to the 30, to the 25, to the 20. Can anybody catch him? Down to the 10. He's looking for the pylon, and it looks like he is in. There's the signal in UV with a quarterback keeper there from Mason Fournette. Good for about 60 yards.
He looked like he was going to go out to the left on the left corner, and the end made a nice job, a nice play by from Unitego. Made him turn back inside, and when he turned back in and hit the second level, he was gone.
Boy, he certainly got some speed. He had three or four Spartans chasing him the whole way. You thought maybe somewhere around the 20 he was going to get pushed out, but he had a nose for the end zone there, and Una de la Valle strikes again. Two straight drives, two straight touchdowns here for the Storm. They lead 12-6 with 6:07 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's a good start. First two possessions and have two touchdowns on the board. Let's see if they can add the extra point here.
Using that big offensive line, the size they have there to create some gaps, and Mason Fournette not afraid to run the ball. So looks like UV going for two. Fournette's going to drop back, throws to the left corner of the end zone, and a two-point conversion is good. Over onto the far side as they hook up with Ryan Postma. Nice little lofted pass into the back left corner, and UV takes a 14-6 lead with just about 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Again, UV 14, Unitego 6 here on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Unadilla Valley with a fresh 14-6 lead here at home against Unitego. And another score update from the Sydney game. Newark Valley strikes right back, and they lead 7-6. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on that tonight for you.
Extra points are huge.
So Newark Valley leads 7-6 down the road in Sydney, and here at Unadilla Valley, the Storm leading 14-6, and now Unitego will get their second shot on offense, and Jake DeJoy will pick up the ball here off the kickoff, trying to find some room to work with, but he just runs into a sea of black and purple there, and Unitego's going to start on their own 35 going right to left.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go on that play. He did get a 5-yard return because he fielded the ball on the 30, and it will take over first and 10 on the 35.
So Unitego scoring on their first play of the night. A 5-yard run by, yes, Jacob Morrison, one of their guys who usually plays on the line. Kind of a fridge-esque run into the end zone. And maybe we'll maybe see some more tricks tonight here from Unitego. Who knows?
Yeah, you open up the bag tonight, you know. You got a bag of tricks, you got to open it up.
6 minutes to go, first quarter. UV leads 14-6. Thanks for joining us here for Friday Night Lights on CDO and also WCDOsports.com. Courtesy of SFCU, Josh Fireman, another quarterback keeper to the right side. And advancing the ball forward here up to about the 47. Maybe a late hit here could tack on some more yards against Unadilla Valley.
Yeah, that was definitely, he was down. He had stretched the ball out, and somebody dove on him at the end there.
Boy, they really sold the fake well once again as the Storm were kind of crashing into the backfield, and Firebend was able to get out to the right side, pick up a first down, and now it's going to be much, much more with this penalty against the Storm.
You know, we always talk about what a great passer he is, but my gosh, can he really fake people and really great ball skills on the run as well.
So this penalty is going to move the ball into Unadilla Valley territory up to about the 36-yard line, 37-yard line. So Unitego, one play, and they're already deep into storm territory. Boy, doesn't it just seem like the game for Firebend moves a little bit slower? It's as if things open up for him that much more slowly so he can make it happen. And now he's just going to bobble this snap just as we say that about him, and it goes all the way back to midfield, and he's able to fall on that one. That's actually Jared Smith who was able to track it down.
Yeah, he actually never even had a chance for that snap. It went right past him, and he made a nice play by getting on top of it right away. So they got pretty much lost what they had gained in the penalty. So
ball back to about the 49, and here is Smith in at QB now. Throws to the right side, and it's caught here by Unitego's Mike Rose. Rose a first down and more. Nice play to the right side, and another flag comes out as Rose got tackled at the 25. This could be another late hit here, Tim.
Yeah, late hit or possibly a face mask or something, because it was right on the tackle. So.
And it looked like Rose was close to being down right when the yellow flag came out, so we'll see what the call is here. As Smith has come in the last two plays at the QB position, Firebend still right over there on the sideline as well, so you know maybe going to use a little bit of both here tonight, a la Delhi last week running that Wildcat.
Right, and the other thing I was going to say, he may have had a he may have knocked the wind out of himself, me and that being Josh, because he went down to the ground, and when he stretched the ball out, the guy landed right on top of his back, so he may have lost his wind there for a little break.
Certainly nice. You could bring in either Jared Smith, or we saw Jake DeJoy a couple of weeks ago for Unitego, step right into the QB position, and those will probably be the guys we'll see in the future here when number five for Unitego isn't out there in the black and the white. So the officiating crew still working this one out with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Unadilla Valley leads Unitego 14-6, and this is going to be, boy, contact to the head, it looks like.
Personal foul, yep.
Against Unadilla Valley.
Into the head, so.
So this is going to move the ball even farther down here for Unitego. And just with all the concussions and everything, we knew early in the season that any time there's any of that leading with the head type of thing, that the officials were going to be calling it extra close this year.
Yeah, they're definitely keeping a close eye on that.
So here is Unitego with the ball, and they'll hand it off to Youngs, who goes right up the middle, nowhere to go, maybe a gain of one. So this will be about a second and 10. Ball is down to about the 12-yard line here as Unitego's deep in UV territory.
There was a whole sea of purple there when he got the ball, so he didn't. To get 1 yard is a good thing.
4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Unadilla Valley 14, Unitego 6, live here from UV High School tonight on WCDO. And Firebend in the shotgun now on second and 9, deep in the first quarter. Looks to his left, throws, and the ball slips through the hands there of Beams. Slippery night like this, goes right through, and some good coverage there as well by UV's Nick Sterone.
They're doing that same play that they hit him on earlier. They actually run three guys out to the right side, and then they have Beams all by himself over on the left, and they ran that quick slant. And nice coverage by the Unadilla Valley Storm player.
Sterone, 5'9", Beams, 6'4", 6'5", so we'll see if the Spartans decide to go a little bit more in that direction on the left side.
And maybe throw the ball a little higher.
Yeah. 4:15 to go here in the first quarter. 3rd and 8 now for the Spartans. Ball is down on about the UV 12-yard line. Firebend flushed out of the pocket. Now to the right side. Throws for the end zone. And this one too tall there for Jared Smith. This is going to bring up 4th down here for Unitego with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, this is a nice little spot for them, because you know they do have him, Firebend, who does kick, but that's going to be quite a long extra field goal, so I think they're going to go for it here. And you never know what's going to happen. Mr. Firebend may call his own number and keep the ball like he has a couple times already tonight.
Well, it's been raining on and off here at Unadilla Valley High School. The field is a little soggy, so I agree a kick would be a little long here, but on 4th and 8 it looks like Firebend's going to stay in. And Unitego will go for it here with 4:07 to go first quarter. Snap. Firebend drops back, throws over the middle, and this one is to the ground and intercepted. So UV holds as Unitego got deep into the Storm territory. Nice coverage there by the UV defense, and the Storm will take over on offense at about their own 12-yard line.
Yeah, really, really good position by that defensive player from the Storm on that play.
Looked like Drake Winicki with the play there. That's just good coverage there as Unitego was trying to go over the middle, and not a lot of room. It had to be the perfect throw. It was just a little low there for, looked like, Seth Burnham. And now Unitego's going to have to go at it on D.
He was throwing it where his guy could only get it, but, yep, there was another player there, and Mr. Linicki made a nice play.
So UV leads 14-6, 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. They've had two offensive possessions tonight and two scores. The last one, a 60-yard TD run for Mason Fournette. And another QB keeper here. And this time, Seth Burnham ropes him down right at the line as he tried to go to the right side. UV going left to right. And this will bring up about a second and 10 with 3:50 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, they ran to the well a little bit too many times there. He actually ran the same play that he's been running so well, and Unitigo snuffed it out, made a nice defensive play.
Game clock ticks down to 3:35 to go first quarter. Fournette comes in with the play from the sideline as the Storm lead the Spartans 14-6. Second and 9 here for UV as the Storm in the purple and black here tonight go left to right. They're deep in their own side of the field. And so Fournette now is in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Snap is low. Nice play to pick it up. Throws over the middle again, looking for Postma. And Mike Rose for Unitigo almost picks it off. We'll have a flag on the play in the backfield.
Yeah, Mike Rose with a really nice play. Actually, I thought he was going the other way with it there for a minute, but the slippery ball couldn't bring it in. But there is a flag on the play in the backfield.
Perhaps a roughing the passer call, as the ball was well in the air, I think, before Fournette took the hit. And so this one's going to go against Unitigo. Going to be a personal foul, roughing the passer, and that's going to give the Storm some nice yardage up the field here with just about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
And give them a new fresh set of downs to go for the line of scrimmage.
Rain starting to sprinkle once again here as the ball has moved up to about the 26-yard line. So the Storm are kind of pinned back around their own 10. Now they've got some breathing room to work with. First and 10 now for the Unadilla Valley Storm here on senior night. They lead 14-6 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Unitigo trying to hold strong after going for it on 4th and 8 at about the UV 10 and not being able to come away with anything. Direct snap to Dante Dye, cuts back to the right side. Smith is going to bring him down along with a bunch of gang tacklers. That's Burnham in there as well here for Unitigo. They bring down Dye after maybe a gain of 2.
Nice little play by Dye, but I got to kind of just throw this out there. It's Mr. Morrison, number 65. He was triple-teamed on that play and still got a piece of the runner.
Boy, he is hard to stop. As you know, he's been on the line the last couple of years with some really strong players for Unitigo, Ethan Barber, Riley Hanrahan, so I'm sure that he has been taught very, very well. So a 14-6 score now, Newark Valley leading Sydney down at Alumni Field. So thank you for all the updates from down at Alumni Field, Sydney. A division game tonight against Newark Valley at home. And here's a flag on the play. The snap was high. I believe it's going to be an offside call here against Unadilla Valley.
Yeah. Actually, that was really a fortunate break that somebody moved on that play for the Storm, because that snap went 2 feet above the quarterback's head and was loose in the backfield.
So the flag kind of bailing Unadilla Valley out there, but they are still faced with a 2nd and 11, 2 minutes to go first quarter. UV leads Unitigo 14-6. Again, 2nd and 11 here for UV. Ball is about on the 25-yard line here for the Storm as they go left to right. Man in motion. The handoff doesn't get there from Fournette to Sterone. Ball on the turf, and Fournette's able to fall on it before Unitigo can get there.
Yeah, and it's definitely, you can see that it's not easy to handle that ball now that it's getting a little moisture on it.
Looked like they were just kind of going for that sweep from Fournette handing off to Sterone as he came through. But again, slippery conditions here tonight as the rain, more kind of a mist at the moment. 3rd and 15 for UV with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. We'll have a timeout here for UV, and we'll step away for 30 seconds as well. UV leads Unitigo 14-6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The staff at New York Pizzeria on South Main Street in New Berlin are proud supporters of local high school football on WCDO. They wish the best to the Unadilla Valley Storm this season as they continue their quest to make the playoffs. New York Pizzeria has been serving the area's best pizza since 1982. Stop in and enjoy a slice today or check out their full menu of delicious Italian favorites. Call 847-6188. That's 847-6188 for New York Pizzeria in New Berlin. Good luck, Unadilla Valley, from everyone in the New York Pizzeria family.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
A cold and rainy night here in New Berlin. 14-6 the score. Unadilla Valley leading Unitigo here on senior night in the Storm. Tim are faced with a 3rd and 15 deep in their own territory, ball on about their own 20.
Yeah, they are, and this is pretty crucial territory right here with the lead.
So Unadilla Valley trying to get a clean snap off. Fournette gets it, tosses a Hail Mary up over to Ryan Postma. Another catch at midfield. He's at the 50, to the 45, to the 40. He's got daylight ahead of him. Ahead to the 30, down to the 20. The Spartans trying to catch him. Down to the 10, cuts back to the 5 before he's blasted out of bounds by Jared Smith. But a huge pickup there from Fournette to Postma, and a late flag on the play.
And we have a late flag as well. This ought to be interesting. That was a nice tackle by Smith on that play. He took a really good angle on the runner and made a nice tackle. We'll see what the penalty is.
Boy, that ball seemed to flutter up in the air for a long time before it came down to Postma, and he made a heck of a run from midfield down to the goal line from there.
And when I saw the ball up in the air, it kind of caught out of the corner of my eye that the defender from Unitigo had fallen down. So that's why he was so wide open. The Unitigo defender had fallen down.
And right in the middle of the field, too, is where it gets chewed up the most, and that's where he made the catch and a couple of Unitigo defenders slipping. And now this one's going to go against the Spartans as well.
Yeah, it looks like unsportsmanlike conduct against the Spartans, so that'll be half the distance of the goal. So they're spotting the ball about at the 1.5.
So this is a first and goal here for UV. Fournette's going to try to run it in, runs right into the pile, but breaks through, and a Unadilla Valley touchdown with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, and there come the fireworks. The Storm are off to a big start here tonight on senior night.
Yes, they are. They're playing really well. They really want to win this game for everybody here that, you know, celebrated the senior night with their families and everything. So, and you know what, again, the fireworks. I mean, every score, boom, ba-boom, boom, boom, is going off. And, you know, it's quite a show from the press box that we're getting to see here.
Yeah, very nice display here. 1:02 to go exactly in this first quarter, and it's 20-6. Unadilla Valley trying to punch it in for two. We'll have a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard here after this two-point conversion. Got a couple of scores to pass along to you. So the two-point conversion here for UV. Here's Fournette. He's got a wide-open receiver far side. The catch is made, and running in for two is Mike Patrick, and UV leads 22-6 with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. We'll keep it right here. So I just wanted to pass along a couple of scores.
Yep,
Deposit Hancock is leading Delhi 16-7, start of the second quarter there, after a 16-0 start there. And it looks like Newark Valley with a 14-13 lead. Am I correct there, Tim?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
We had Darren Smith with an 84-yard touchdown pass to Alex Hoskins on the last play of the quarter, so it's 14-12, excuse me.
14-12, yep.
So 14-12, Sydney hanging around in the first quarter there with Newark Valley. And here, Unadilla Valley has jumped out to a big 22-6 lead over Unitigo, and just big play after big play for the Storm.
Yeah, that was a nice little design play, too, because the running back took the ball out to the left side and caught the pass. And as he was running, there was a defender from Unitigo was about ready to make the tackle, but there was a real nice block made by the Unadilla Valley offensive player.
So UV will be kicking off to Unitigo. Spartans in the white and black here tonight, going right to left. Ball bouncing out of bounds. We'll have a flag on the play. I'm not sure if the Spartans touched it on the far side or not.
Too hard to tell from here, but the flags, I'm guessing, no. I didn't see any other things thrown down, you know, any beanbags or anything like that. So
a 22-6 lead here for Unadilla Valley at home on senior night over Unitigo, and we'll see where the Spartans will start here after the kickoff rolls out of bounds. And so, you know, it's not like Unitigo hasn't been able to move the ball. First possession went right down and scored. Second possession got all the way down to the 12 before they kind of stalled out. So if they can continue to keep the offense rolling, could be in for a shootout type of night here.
Yep, that's what I was expecting, because I'd heard all along how both teams like to put the ball up in the air and everything. And I thought, well, maybe the weather's going to change that tonight. But nope, they are willing to throw, and they've got the athletes to catch the ball.
So here's Firebend, and he throws to Derek Beams with a nice catch. And it looks like they might say incomplete, hard to say. That was tough as he was sliding down, and this, if it is a completion, would bring it up, but don't see any movement yet.
No, I think it was incomplete. It was really tough for us to see because we saw the back of Beams, so we couldn't see if he dropped the ball or caught it.
So Beams sliding in there, looks like he wasn't able to come up with it, so a 2nd and 10 with 55 seconds to go first quarter. Unitigo ball on the 35, and a handoff here to Mike Rose. Little cutback, working his way up to about the 40. Mike Rose, we usually see him as a receiver, and he's there as a running back and picks up about 5 yards.
Actually tried to run the jet sweep there, but was nowhere to go. But he made a really nice cut at the line of scrimmage and got 5 yards on the play to bring up 3rd down and 5.
So a 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6 here with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. And we'll see if Unitigo can pick up the first down here and perhaps the last play of this first quarter. Game clock ticks down to 25 seconds and counting. Firebend is in the shotgun. This could be a big one here for the Spartans. Drops back, throws over the middle. He's going for it all down the right side, just off the fingertips there of Seth Burnham at the UV 30. Very, very close, but maybe just about a yard too far.
Yep, but nice effort by Burnham. He laid out to try to get it just a little bit too far past his fingertips.
Good coverage by UV on that right wing as well, as they know who the Unitigo weapons are. So a 4th and 6 now. With the ball here on the, about the 40-yard line, 39-yard line. And we'll see if Firebend is going to punt this one away. Firebend will punt it away. Ball down the right side. No one back to receive for Unadilla Valley. It takes a Unitigo bounce, and they'll pin this one down at about the 15-yard line. So again, with 2 seconds left in the first quarter, UV will get the ball back with a 22-6 lead.
Nice flip of the field right there, and I'm going to just lay it out for people here. When Unitigo punts, you never know, because they've got 4 guys out in pattern that can run a pattern, and Josh has no problem with throwing it to them. We saw that at Delhi.
We saw that last week on a maybe not a designed play, but they were going to punt one from deep, and they ended up throwing it, and it came up for a big first down. If they hadn't got it, they might have been in trouble, but certainly, like you said, you never know if it's going to be a punt or it's going to be a throw.
Right, and it's not a real long snap. He's really close to the line, so he has to get the kickoff real quick.
Last play of the first quarter here with 2 seconds left and a 22-6 lead for UV. Unitigo scrambling to set up on defense here as Fournette and the UV offense starting on about their own 10-yard line. Here's the snap to Fournette. He's going to throw over the middle again, and this one just comes down at the 40-yard line, a little too far in front on that far side of Nick Sterone.
Yep, that's going to end the quarter, and we'll leave here with the score being 22 UV to Unitigo 6.
You heard it from Tim, 22-6, end of the first quarter. For Tim Cunningham, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Did you know that more and more satisfied customers take their vehicles to Sydney Tire? Their skilled mechanics offer expert wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front end repair, and New York State inspections. And their tire specialists can answer your questions and help you choose the right tire for your vehicle and your driving needs from their extensive inventory. They can even special order tires. Join so many others and become a satisfied customer at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Live from Unadilla Valley High School, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us online, too. Our web stream available anywhere on WCDOsports.com. That streaming is courtesy of SFCU. Also, the audio archive is there. Any sports that we do, any game, all on there. You can go back and listen, download those games for free at any time. Started the second quarter here tonight from UV in the Storm with a 22-6 lead, a 2nd and 10, and the ball is now they are going right to left in the purple and the black here tonight. And here's Fournette, a handoff in the backfield. UV trying to escape here back to the right side, but just nowhere to go there for Caleb Simons.
Yeah, and he actually was kind of held by his shirt for a little bit, but then when he got loose, he went backwards, so he did lose some yardage on the play, maybe 2 or 3. So to bring up a 3rd down and 13.
So UV trying to get it away from their own end zone here. If you're Unitigo, boy, a stop would be great here to get the ball back and see if you could get some more points on the board.
Yeah, and absolutely, because they're so deep in their territory, you're probably going to get really good field position on the flip of the field.
So start of the second quarter here. We're about 1 minute into the start of the second quarter. And a 22-6 lead here for UV on top of Unitigo. Live here in New Berlin tonight on senior night. And now a flag on the play coming up on this 3rd and 14. Let's see who it's against. It'll be against the Storm.
I think they called delay a game on the Storm.
So maybe the Storm trying to pick up some extra yardage there, maybe trying to get someone to jump off as they are pinned pretty deep. This is going to be at about the 5-yard line now as they are backed up against their own end zone here, Tim. 3rd and 18.
Yeah, they got to be careful here. They just want to run something where they can punt it away and not try to be too fancy here.
So here is Fernandes in the back of the end zone. He's got to get back out, and he does. He's got some room to work with, and he gets almost up to about the 10-yard line here as he was being chased around in the end zone and made something out of nothing there, Tim.
Yeah, I think he got a good 8 yards on the play, got back to the original line of scrimmage, so it's 4th and 10 from about the 15, I believe.
So we are assuming we'll see a Unadilla Valley punt here, and it looks like perhaps a timeout on the play. 10:48 to go here in the second quarter. A 22-6 lead here for UV over Unitigo. And we'll check some out-of-town scores, and we'll come back in 30 seconds for you here on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Sonic Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
10:48 to go, second quarter. Unadilla Valley hosting Unitigo here tonight on Friday Night Lights on CDO, and UV punting the ball away. This one high in the air up in the lights will take a UV bounce and gets up to about midfield. That's where the Storm will down this one. So Unadilla Valley with a 22-6 lead over Unitigo, and Josh Fireben will trot out onto the field here as Unitigo now going left to right in the white and black here. They'll start from midfield.
Yeah, nice little punt. You know, I mean, they were pinned, and, you know, now they're giving the Spartans 50 yards for they can get a score. So nice little flip of the field right there.
I think this could be a big possession here for Unitigo. 10.5 to go, second quarter. You can cut this back to maybe a one-score game. Certainly be huge momentum-wise for the Spartans.
Definitely a big opportunity for the Spartans right here on this drive.
So here is Firebends. Youngs is in the backfield. He's got Smith in motion. He'll hand off to Jared Smith. Drives his way forward. Maybe a pickup of two. Nice play there by Unadilla Valley, as that was Peyton Sterone as well as Brent Hanselmeyer on the tackle.
Yeah, real nice play by number 88 on that play. Snuffed it out and only allowed the Spartans to gain one.
10:20 to go, second quarter. It's 22-6. UV on top of Unitigo. A 2nd and 9 coming up here for Unitigo. Ball right at midfield. Fireben looks over to the sideline now. Looks down to his wrist on that playbook there. We'll set it up on the 2nd and 9. Here's the snap. Throws out to Derek Beams, left side. Beams with the catch. First down and more as he slides down to about the 38-yard line. So 10-yard pickup here for Derek Beams.
Ran that play quite a few times. It's just a quick pass out to the wide out on the left-hand side, and he picks up a block on the end and frees him up for the first down. Nice play, Unitigo.
9:50 to go, second quarter, 22-6 the score. UV on top of Unitigo as the Spartans with the ball going left to right down at about the 40. And they've targeted Beams a couple of times tonight. Nice to see him get a little more involved. As you know, usually we see a little more Burnham, maybe the joy here in the early going.
Yeah, they use him as their possession guy, almost like kind of like the big tight end, you know, that somebody has in the NFL that they want to get the ball to just because of the security.
Hand off to Mike Rose for Unitigo, maybe a pickup of one. He ran into a big wall of the UV Storm on that left wing side as they didn't bite on the fake that time.
No, they definitely did a real nice job on that play. They snuffed that out and actually caught the Spartans for a loss, so it is 2nd down and 11.
9:05. And the clock ticking here in the second quarter. Fireben has to just stiff arm a guy coming through on a block. Gets one off here to Jared Smith. All that work, but maybe only a pickup of two on the play.
Yeah, nice little play there because it looked like Firebend was going to get sacked for probably like a 5 or 6 yard loss, but he outran the defender and made a nice pass play to Smith.
So Unitego now faced with another third and long here. This will technically, it looks like, be about third and eight, third and seven, 8:35 to go second quarter, and the Spartans trailing on the road here at Unadilla Valley 22-6. Firebend with the ball, throws to the left side again for Beams. Beams with the catch, and a nice tackle over on the far side there, I believe by Dante Dye, brought him down maybe a gain of three on the play.
Number six with a real nice read on that play. As soon as Firebend picked up the ball, he started running out to Beams and stopped the, probably a first down.
Dye is a super athletic guy. We'll see him at running back as well, and no, he certainly thrives on defense too. So a fourth and five here for Unitego with 8 minutes to go second quarter. Firebend, little pass up over the top, and the catch can't be made on that far side left wing by DeJoy. So another turnover on downs here for Unitego.
Yeah, that was an interesting little play. They kind of faked that little swing pass out to Beams, and then tried to catch the Spartan. Or yeah, tried to catch the Storm. Excuse me, tried to catch the Storm sneaking up to make the tackle on short of the first down, but it was just through the hands of the wide receiver.
DeJoy just couldn't pull that one down. As you know, these slippery conditions, certainly tough to run those crisp routes, I'm sure. So 7:55 to go here in the second quarter, and UV gets the ball back. They have a 22-6 lead here on their home field on senior night. Everything's been clicking pretty well, Tim, for UV in this first half.
Yeah, they definitely have it going well on offense.
So UV now with the ball, wearing the purple and the black here tonight, going right to left. Fournette in the shotgun, the senior quarterback here for the Storm. Here's the snap, and Fournette is brought down in the backfield by a sea of black and white there, as it certainly looked like Dean Reed was coming through to make the tackle there for Unitego.
And number 44, and I know you got the name.
Mr. Welch hopping through
Welch
there.
Mr. Welch with a nice play on for Unitego.
So 7:35 to go here in the second quarter. The Unitego defense again trying to hold strong and give their offense a chance to get them back in the ball game.
Well, you know, we commented on the ball being slippery and for the receivers. It's also tough for the quarterbacks to throw the ball when it's wet like that.
Well, and that's why it's been so impressive tonight, as UV has had several long pass plays to Ryan Postma that have gone for big-time yardage. Now another quarterback keeper here on the direct snap to Fournette, and maybe a gain of one on the play here.
Yeah, Fournette's running the little quarterback keep, and you can definitely tell that they're having footing issues now, because as he went to make his cut, his foot slid out from underneath of him and aided the Unitego Spartans in stopping them.
6:50 to go here before the halftime break. You'll want to stay tuned. We'll hear from Unitego head coach Frank McCroney during our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. UV currently leading 22-6 with 6:40 to go before that halftime break. Unitego trying to hold strong, get the ball back for their offense. UV on a 3rd and 11 now. Going right to left, they'll throw over the middle. There's Hanselmeyer, couldn't bring it down. Looked like he made the initial catch, but then lost it in midair, and Mike Rose with the hit there for Unitego.
And I think we would have had our first measurement of the game right there, because that was right at the first down stick, and if he had caught the ball, that would have been interesting.
Hanselmeyer had a big weekend against Walton last weekend, a couple of touchdowns, I believe four, and over 120 yards receiving. So certainly a weapon that UV might get more involved as the game goes along. So 4th and 11, looks like they'll punt it away with 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. And a blocked punt here for Unitego, breaking through the line. The ball is loose. Ball bounces to the outside, and Unitego will recover at about the 30-yard line. And breaking through there was Josh Holbert blocking the Unadilla Valley punt.
Yeah, Josh Holbert with a real nice play. And actually, I thought for a minute there he was going to take off with the ball, but the punter actually made a really nice save of the touchdown, probably run for the Storm.
So the special teams unit getting into it here for the Unitego Spartans, and this will give them excellent field position now as they'll be going left to right.
Update from down the road, Newark Valley 22, Sydney 12.
So Newark Valley, about 5 minutes left in the second quarter there, and Deposit Hancock now leads 28-7 over Delhi. So two looks at the out-of-town scoreboard there for you.
Unitego trying to run a screenplay, and they are number six. Don't have a name on the kid, but very nice play. Mr. Dye, I guess, is what the PA announcer is saying. So
yeah,
I'll
Dante Dye.
Dante Dye with a real nice snuff out of the screenplay and a real nice form tackle.
Dye wearing number five here tonight for UV, and like we said on that last possession, just a great nose for the ball, it seems. Second and 15 as Unitico hands it off up the middle. Here's Youngs, cuts back to the right side. Nice pickup there of maybe 5 or 6 yards for Unitico.
Yeah, nice little off-tackle run for the Unitico Spartans and a nice little positive gain for them.
But still, this is going to bring up just about a third and 10 here with 5.5 to go for Unitico. They're into UV territory, down to about the 30. Going to need a big gain here. Here is Fire Ben. Steps back. He's at the 35. Lofts one up towards the end zone. And on that far side, looks like Burnham over there not able to come down with it. Actually, they were going for beams in the left corner of the end zone, and this will bring up fourth down once again.
Yeah, they were going for beams on that play, but a real nice defensive play, and I do believe that's Mr. Dye again with a real nice cover, and he is giving up probably, I'm going to say, 7 inches.
Dye is listed at 5'5 on the roster, which would be very tough. He's covering beams, which is about 6'3", 6'4". So
it's even worse.
But his his athleticism, I think, really keeps him in the play.
Absolutely.
Fourth and 10, Unitigo's going to go for it here for Firebend. Drops back, rolls to the right, flushed out of the pocket, pressure coming, nowhere to go, nobody was open. He's knocked out of bounds, and again, Unitigo will give it up on downs.
Yeah, he made a nice play there by not throwing the ball because he didn't have anybody that was, you know, anywhere near where he was going, so he just took it, tucked it, and took the loss of yardage.
So 5:05 to go in this second quarter, and UV holds strong. They lead 22-6. Now we've seen both defenses kind of going back and forth here after it was really an offensive explosion to start the game. We haven't seen the fireworks in a few minutes here, Tim.
Yep. And we're going to wait for a little score by the Storm to see some more fireworks. But like I said, it's 5 minutes to go. We'll see if they can put something together and put some more points on the board.
Senior night here at Unadilla Valley. They've had fireworks on the three scores that UV has had as the Spartans trying to hold as UV running a ball to the right side, a flag on the play. Sterone got to the outside, maybe a pickup of 4 or 5 here for the Storm.
Didn't actually see what happened because I was watching the ball carrier, but it did come from the referee, so it was in the backfield. So it may have been a block in the back, it may be a holding. They're looking like they're talking to Unitigo.
And we'll see what the call is here from the Zebra Crew. And this one's actually going to go against UV, so this will back them up as, you know, the flags have started to come into play here in the second quarter a little bit for both sides.
Yeah, and it definitely, I mean, not only is the ball wet, but the jerseys and everything are wet. So if somebody starts to get away, you might just try to grab that extra handful and get caught for holding.
4:58 to go here in the second quarter. Unadilla Valley leading 22-6. 10-yard penalty here against UV will back them up for a first and 20 with the ball about on the UV 20-yard line as they go right to left. UV's in the purple and black here tonight. Unitigo is in the white and black. So a first and 20. Fournette is in the shotgun. They'll hand off to the right side. Here is Sterone. Cuts back for UV. Maybe a pickup of 2. Nowhere to go. Youngs with the tackle for Unitigo.
Real nice play right there by the cornerback number 8 for the Spartans. He got rid of his blocker and made a tackle, but he didn't actually make the tackle. He made a nice little hit, but slowed the runner down, so didn't let him get the outside corner.
Mike Rose coming in, as we've seen a lot of him this year on offense and defense, coming over to help with the play there. So this will be a second and 18 coming up here for the Storm. 4:25 to go, second quarter. UV leads 22-6. Getting set here at about the 22-yard line, deep in their own territory. Ball has been in this side of the field for a couple of minutes now, as this will be a false start against UV, and it's going to back them up. So this offense, which was really clicking in the first quarter, now has hit a little bit of a snag here.
Yeah, they definitely are having some issues at this point, getting the snap off, and some penalties that really pushed them back. I mean, the other day we saw Delhi with third and a country mile. Well, this isn't a country mile, but it is a mile.
Second and 23. Certainly a long second down facing the Storm here. And here's Fournette. He's going to drop back. He gets some pressure his way. Throws up over the middle. This might be pass interference here against Unitigo, as we'll see, as there was definitely some contact there.
Yeah, and it's a tough play. I mean, the defender from Unitigo was trying to just stay with the runner, and the runner stopped, and the defender couldn't stop.
So it looked like UV was trying to get that one to Brett Hanselmeyer over the middle, and they've had really good luck tonight connecting over the middle to Hanselmeyer or Postma especially. And the call here, I believe, will be against Unitigo and should help UV move the ball up the field. So 4:07 to go, second quarter, 22-6 the score. UV on top of Unitigo as Fournette grabs the play from the sideline here. And this call will go against the Spartans.
Yeah, it is pass interference against the Spartans, but it is getting marked off right now. And the ball will be placed at about
33, I'd say.
Yeah, the 33, and it'll give them second down in about six.
So this is going to be 4:07 to go, and this is Fournette. Passes one to the outside here, and a big hit along the sideline. Still running his way forward there is Mike Patrick. Some good extra effort, and this is going to be close to a first down here for Unadilla Valley.
Real nice hardy run right there. He did not want to go down. He kept his legs moving and got the extra yards for the first down.
So a first down. So you were just saying that was about second and a mile, and it looks like UV was able to pick up that mile.
Well, they got a little help with the pass interference penalty, but then they also got a nice little run by the running back on that last play.
Ball up to the 43 now, first and 10 with 3:50 to go before the halftime break. Fournette with the pitch to the far side here for Patrick. Patrick to the 45 before he's pushed out of bounds here for Unadilla Valley. So when he gets the ball, he puts his head down, and he runs full steam, that's for sure.
Yes, he does, and that was a real nice play by number 9, Jared Smith, who was actually down on the ground, but as the runner was coming, he tried to hurdle Smith, and Smith said, no way, made a nice tackle on the play.
3:25 and counting here before the halftime break. Unitigo trying to hang on. They trail 22-6, a second and 8 now for UV as they near midfield going right to left. Another quick look from the out-of-town scoreboard. 28-9 now the score. So Delhi getting a safety there against Deposit Hancock to pull it to 28-9. 3 minutes to go. And we'll have a flag on the play here against Unadilla Valley as, again, they'll try to hand off to Mike Patrick, but the yellow flag comes out first.
Yeah, in that play, the Storm had two men in motion at the same time, so you can't do that.
So illegal motion is the call here against UV. So just when they're able to pick up that first down off that second and 23, pick up another penalty, which will now leave them with second and 13. So, boy, Tim, I'd say the last 5-6 minutes, both sides having a little trouble with the penalties and just some mistakes out here on the slippery field.
Yeah, that's definitely impacting them. I mean, it doesn't look like it's really raining very hard because the umbrellas are down, but it is misty, and it definitely, the field is definitely wet, and the ball is wet.
Wet and cold night here, live from Unadilla Valley High School. 2:35 to go before the end of the second quarter. Here's the snap, and this one will go to Sterone. Sterone to the outside to the 40, maybe up to the 42. Nick Sterone, boy, it looked like a bobbled handoff, too. Only picks up about 3 or 4, but just nice to keep it on the turf.
The jet sweep that took a little longer than normal because Sterone, when he first took his first step, flipped and almost went down, but he made nice recovery and got the ball and got a nice little positive gain on the play.
Coming up on 2 minutes to go before the halftime break, 3rd and 11 now for UV. And I'd be interested to see, this is where they've thrown some on some of the earlier plays, which has really resulted in them getting deep into Unitigo territory, setting up those scores.
Yeah, their passing game tonight hasn't been short. It's been down the field.
And the snap here to Fournette, he's going to throw, and this one will be a short one, trying to find Postma. He couldn't climb the ladder to pull that one down, just a little too tall.
And I think even if he had caught that, he was probably going to get tattooed on that play by number 9, Mr. Smith.
So this will bring up 4th and 11 with a minute 45 to go before halftime. 22-6, UV leading Unitigo. So the Spartans' defense has really come up big a couple of times to keep this a two-score game. And it looks like UV will punt it away once again. And Jake DeJoy will be back for Unitigo to our left, standing at his own 25-yard line. So here is the punt, and it's a good one for UV. This one takes a Unitigo bounce, and the Storm will pounce on it right there to the 27-yard line. So a minute 37 to go, and we'll see if Unitigo can move the ball down the field here with just a little over 90 seconds before halftime.
Right, they have 90 seconds, but they also have 2 timeouts, and they also have number 5, Josh Fireben, as their quarterback.
This is last week, you know, we can see him take off at any time. He had that nice play on the first play of the game against Delhi where he just took off right up the middle for that 50-yard touchdown. So sometimes a minute 37 is more than you need. But tonight UV has done a really nice job of wrapping him up and some of the receivers, too, when they've tried to go long. Got to give some credit to the Storm D. So here is Fireben, hands off to Youngs to the left side, a little 360 spin, pick up a 5 on the play. And Fireben down in the backfield here after the handoff. We'll hope to see that he's okay. He's motioning to his teammates to help him up here, I think. And we'll see, as now everybody's going to take a knee, and head coach Frank Macroni is going to come in from the sideline. We will hope the best here for Josh Fireman. Didn't see it, was watching the ball runner as Young's picked up about 5 yards. We'll take a little injury timeout here. We'll step away. About a minute and a half to go before halftime. It's 22-6. Unadilla Valley leading Unitigo. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly, there's free Wi-Fi, and there's plenty of parking. Bob's Diner has a new menu with lots of new choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
It's canning season, and the Village Variety in Unadilla has all the supplies you need.
Why do they call it canning if you're using jars? Why don't they just call it jarring?
Village Variety has ball canning jars in all sizes. Canners, canning vinegar, pickling salt, and seasoning packets for pasta and pizza sauce, chili base, spicy pickles, salsa mix, and more.
Really? Why isn't it just called jarring?
Can you just stop? It's called canning, and all the supplies you need is at Village Variety, Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Why don't they just call it jarring?
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. A third and four. Unitigo hands off to Zach Youngs, and he busts through for the first down up to the 45. Jared Smith is in at QB. Josh Fireben did get up. He was helped off the field. Good to see him get up so quickly, though. Don't know if he'll be back. Looked like he was favoring that right leg a little bit.
Yeah, it looked like on the play, he was, after he gave the ball off, he was got caught up with a blocker and may have just twisted his leg a little bit.
So we'll hope the Unitigo coaching staff can help out Josh over there on that far side. We'll see if we see him in the second half, as this could potentially be his last game for the Unitigo Spartans in his senior season. And right now, Jared Smith will come in at the QB position, and they pick up the first down. Timeout on the field, but we'll keep it right here with 45 seconds to go before the end of the second quarter, and UV leading Unitigo 22-6.
Being where they are, you have to wonder, I mean, does Unitigo want to take a chance on this play and whatever, but I believe they get the ball at the beginning of the second half, so maybe they will be fine with just taking it into the locker room, make some adjustments, and see what they can do in the second half.
Halftime down in Sydney, folks, and Newark Valley leading Sydney 21-12, so nice job tonight by the Sydney Warriors, hanging in there against a very, very good state-ranked Class C team. And we're back underway here between UV and Unitigo. A throw down the far sideline is almost caught there by Jake DeJoy. Flag on the play. It is intercepted here by Dante Dye. The return up to the 40-yard line. Dye still moving forward, but I think this flag might be against UV.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. It was thrown, and the Unitigo player was doing nothing but trying to catch the ball. So I do believe it's against UV. The interception will go null and void, and Unitigo will get a positive gain out of this.
Great throw there from Jared Smith. He found DeJoy at about the 40, 35-yard line into UV territory. It was then picked off because it went off DeJoy's hands and into Dante Dye's of Unadilla Valley. But again, that flag came out well before the interception.
Yeah, and real nice eye contact on that play, because that ball was bobbling around from both players, and they both were tipping it around a lot. So real good athletic play on both ends, but unfortunately with that pass interference, the interception is null and void.
Too bad for UV, because Dye had about a 30-yard return as well into Unitigo territory. So all that goes for naught, and Unitigo now with 20 seconds in the clock ticking, trying to get the playoff here as the ball is down at about the 42-yard line. Clock is down to 10 seconds here, folks. Let's see if they can get one last playoff. Smith drops back. And he's going to throw one up into the lights on that left side, into the fog pretty much over there. And it's deflected away as they try to go to beams. Boy, the fog has rolled into the field here on this cold night. You can barely see the far side.
You know, all of a sudden, when he threw that ball, it was like it was up in the air, and all of a sudden, as it's coming down, you couldn't see it anymore. It looked like the Hounds of Baskerville over there.
You know, Unitigo in those white uniforms, it looked like Beams was a ghost coming out of the fog over there. So 2 seconds left on the clock, a second and 10 for Unitigo. Unadilla Valley leading Unitigo 22-6 here from UV High School, and we'll see if they can try one more shot at the end zone here. They will get the ball to start the second half.
All right, if you got a little gimmick play, and one I always love was the old hook and ladder when you throw the little quick hook and then you have a back come up out and outside and you pitch it to him and see what happens. Well, might be some time for that kind of thing or whatever, but we'll see.
Frank McCroney wants to talk things over and take a quick timeout. We'll keep it right here. 22-6 the score, UV on top of Unitigo. Again, the halftime score down the road in Sydney, right down Route 8. Newark Valley leading Sydney 21-12. It's not the end of the regular season tonight for Sydney. They still have one more regular season game. They'll be traveling to Green next Friday. So Class E always goes the extra week. For Class D, the playoffs will start next weekend.
Right. And who does Newark Valley play next week? Do you know that one?
I don't know who Newark Valley has next weekend. Flag on the play here. Maybe a delay of game against Unitigo as they wait to come out of the timeout. Wasn't expecting that one.
No, that was unsportsmanlike, was the signal, and not quite sure how that happened because everybody was over on the sideline for the Spartans talking to Coach McCroney, so I don't know what happened there.
So that's going to back the ball up from the 50 to about the 43-yard line. So this makes this throw for the end zone even harder, and the fog, Tim, has continued to roll in here. So Newark Valley, of course, leading Sydney 21-12 at the half. We'll see who leads at the half here. As Smith throws one up into the fog far side, Beams can't come down with it, falls to the turf, and that's going to do it for the first half. No scoring in the second quarter, but UV leads Unitigo 22-6.
Yeah, good first half for UV. You know, again, this is the time where the coaches get together and they talk about what we need to do in the second half, and hopefully the Spartans will make some adjustments. I'm sure that the Storm will as well, and we'll be excited to see what happens in the second half of this game.
We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, and we'll also hear from Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney, get his thoughts on what the Spartans need to do here to get Unitigo back in this ball game. So again, the halftime score, Unadilla Valley leading at home over visiting Unitigo 22-6. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
The switch is on to Marabito, your locally owned energy leader. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now's the time to switch to Marabito. For four generations, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil, propane, natural gas, even kerosene and coal, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. Switch to the area's local energy leader. Switch to Marabito.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Clean, comfortable, and affordable. That's the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney. With the holidays coming, let your extended family stretch out and relax with a stay at the Super 8. Free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and kids stay free with an adult. It's the perfect place for your out-of-town guests to enjoy their stay. Cable TV, coffee makers, mini fridge, and microwaves are all available. Having a fall wedding? Super 8 is ideal for your bridal party and traveling guests. Maybe planning a Dreams Park baseball trip? Well, hit a home run with Super 8 and save your family money.
Mention WCDO when you book your reservations and receive a discounted nightly rate through December 31st.
Call 607-563-8880 for the Super 8 Hotel on Main Drive in Sydney.
Hop in. All roads lead to McDonald's.
Okay, what's the big deal?
Specifically, there are two of them.
right? Impress me.
A doubly delicious double cheeseburger and small fries, $2.50.
Ooh.
Or a 6-piece tender, juicy chicken McNuggets and small fries, also $2.50.
That's a nice price. Twice.
AKA, two big deals, one not-so-big price.
Time to get to Mickey D's on the double.
Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of individual item posted on menu board.
This is your loving reminder to try McDonald's new sirloin third-pound burgers, made with juicy 100% North American sirloin and premium ingredients. But they're only here for a limited time, and if you miss out, you'll never know how incredibly delicious they taste, just like you'll never know how incredible it is to read people's minds.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Or see the inside of the refrigerator after you shut the door.
Dark.
Don't miss the sirloin third-pound burgers at McDonald's, now just $4.99. Better enjoy this loving while it lasts. Price and participation may vary.
Friday Night Football here on WCDO as Unitigo travels over to take on Unadilla Valley in a division game. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO, and we're joined by Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney. Coach, you have to be excited. Last week, a big win on the road at Delhi. Can you give us your thoughts on just a complete effort by your team in a 34-13 win?
Yeah, definitely total team effort. Defense, I thought, played very well. Delhi threw a couple surprises at us with that Wildcat. We hadn't seen that all year. I thought we adjusted pretty well to that. And offensively, I thought we got going after the big play, the first play of the game. I thought we got going in the second half pretty well. So, it's all about not only effort, but enthusiasm and having some energy, and I thought we picked it up in the second half.
When a team comes in and makes an adjustment like that, they were kind of running a direct snap, Wildcat formation right to a running back. He could hand it off. He could throw. How hard is that to adjust within the game to get everybody on the same page?
It can be difficult at times, and it takes some time to adjust and maybe change your keys up a little bit on defensively. And halftime, I thought we adjusted pretty well to that. It's hard on the fly. It's easier at halftime when you can get them in there and talk to them a little bit when, the action isn't going on and the adrenaline isn't flying. So I thought at halftime we made the adjustments and did a good job with that and knowing our roles and knowing our reads and our keys.
Unitigo and UV are kind of locked up right in the middle of the standings here in your division. If you win tonight, you have a chance of making the playoffs. So what do you have to do against a talented UV team that had a good one with Walton last weekend? What do they bring to the table that will be difficult to stop?
Offensively, they bring a lot. They do some things that definitely we're concerned with. Two big receivers. They run that jet very well to the outside. Quarterback runs hard. So there's a few things that they do well that you have to shut down and stop. All week we've worked on what we've seen on film, and we've worked on we've changed our keys a little bit to adapt to what they do offensively from the last 2 weeks. Hopefully, we gave them the right game plan, and we play hard and have energy and can hang with them.
When they have a receiver, much like you do, Derek Beams, 6'4", 6'5", one of their good receivers, Brett Hanselmeyer is about 6'3". Does that add anything into the game plan that you have to really plan for, to watch out for those deep throws where they're trying to maybe throw up top where he can go up and get it?
Yeah, it does change things a little bit, but I think first and foremost, we want to shut down what they do really well, and that's get to the edge with their speed. They run that jet play very well, then they run a counter off of that, so it puts your defensive end in a bind. So our linebackers have to fly up, and they have to be able to fill or get to the edge. Corners, D-backs have to play outside in, make sure the jet doesn't get outside of them. Those things there, if we can maintain that and limit that, and the quarterback counter and the quarterback running all over the place, then hopefully they have to throw it to score, and then we can adjust to that. But they do a lot of things very well, and they're really well coached. They have some direction right now, and they know what they want to do on offense. They have a good defensive game plan. I think Coach Kelly's over there helping them out, so defensively they have a good game plan. So it's going to be a tough battle for us.
As I said earlier, you have a chance of making the playoffs if you can get a win and some help with some of the other games and the other divisions. Is it hard not to be thinking about that, or is it one of those situations where you can only control your game and your team, and you think about that later in the night?
I think it's kind of easy not to look ahead because, last week we treated it like a playoff game. So right now, it's do or die. You don't have a chance if you don't win. So we went into last week saying this is the first week of playoff football for Unitigo, and this week is the second week of playoff football for Unitigo. And hopefully if cards line up, we can get a win, then hopefully that works out. But, you have to take care of A before you go to B. So right now we're just worried about tonight's game. Unitego head coach Frank McCroney, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Unadilla Valley.
Hey, thanks a lot.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be back with more Friday Night Football, Unitego at UV, here on CDO.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. With locations in Sydney, Oneonta, Binghamton Green, Davenport, and New Hartford, Catskill Shed is close by no matter where you call home and loves to support our local athletes. Right now, Catskill Shed is offering special pricing on a 10x14 lofted barn with 29-gauge metal roofing, including a 30-year warranty on the roof. Built from water-sealed quality lumber, this shed has a lifetime warranty against termites and fungal decay. No New York State permit is required. Stock and ready for free delivery and setup by our expert driver. Just $2,740 to buy today or finance it for only $126.85 a month plus tax. Catskill Shed Company, 320-5005. For special pricing, find Catskill Shed Company on Facebook.
This great deal on this backyard outfitter's shed won't last long. Call Catskill Shed today.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Visit online at dnbd.net. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's halftime here at Unadilla Valley. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here. Thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Just about 5 minutes left till we kick off for the start of the second half. And UV with a 22-6 lead here, Tim. Great first half. A lot of long connection pass plays for UV to set up some good scores.
Yeah, they definitely are putting the ball down the field every time they throw the ball, and primarily their pass plays are at least 15 to 20 yards down the field. But also, I want to say that their run game is very solid as well. So they have a good mix of pass and run, and they're keeping Unitego on on their feet.
I want to welcome everybody into the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for 85 years. You can call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's take a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Down in Bainbridge, Walton leads the Bobcats 22-0 at the halftime break. Out in Tioga, Oxford hanging around with the Tioga Tigers. It's 21-12 at the halftime break there. Nick Neer, a great running back there for Oxford with a touchdown in the first half. At the half, Deposit Hancock at home against Delhi, leading 28-9. Of course, we mentioned Newark Valley leading Sydney 21-12 down in Sydney at Alumni Field. And, of course, the score here at the half, UV leading Unitego 22-6. So that's a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Glad to pass that along for you as a lot of teams trying to solidify what their seeding is going to be in the playoffs or maybe trying to punch a ticket in. Oxford is one of those teams that, even if they lose tonight, it actually favors them because they're playing Tioga, a team that has a great record, and that's actually going to get them some good points for the playoffs. So local teams that will get into the playoffs, it certainly looks like Walton, Deposit Hancock, Harpersville, all definitely going to be in there, and perhaps Oxford, maybe one of these two teams. So they'll be a good representation of some of our local teams in the Class D playoffs, which will start next weekend.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, like you said before, it's quite a complex system and how they're getting into the playoffs and everything. So we probably won't know until it's all done tonight and over the next weekend and stuff. But the thing is it's so good to see these schools all competing against each other, and also, you know, having such a great season. All of them are having such great seasons so close to home. And, you know, the nice thing is, and we're kind of hoping, you and I personally are kind of hoping for a D final of Tioga versus Composite Hancock, but you know what? Ways these other teams are playing, they may not make it there. You know, it's all up in the air. It's especially at that time of year when you get to that game when it's win or you go home.
Yeah, you never know that time of year. We saw it last year with Seton upsetting Walton in the first round, who was the top seed. So you just never know. It's funny you mentioned that, you know, all these local teams playing each other. I've heard a lot of rumors that some of the classifications might be changing. Some of these teams might not be in this nice D division that we've gotten over the last couple of years with, you know, Delhi and Deposit and UV and Unitigo all being in the same division. That might go away. They won't decide that until later in the year, perhaps over the summer. We could be looking at a whole new system next year. So just when you've mastered this one, Tim, maybe we'll have a whole new thing. Because right now it is a little confusing with the three divisions in D and the point system on how everybody's going to get in. So a lot of it will have to do with enrollment, as it does from time to time. And it's certainly going to be interesting going forward to see how they rework that.
Well, we talk about D a lot, but what's up with C? Because I'm going to tell you what, you know, C, you're going to probably end up playing the Forks.
Well, that's the thing, is with some of these new classifications, it might push Forks back up to B, which would then maybe push some of these D teams up to C. So you could possibly see Sydney and Unitigo back in some sort of a same division, which would be very cool locally. But then you never know. You get into some of these divisions in D and C now where you're traveling to Groton, Moravia, Spencer Van Etten. Makes for some long road trips, that's for sure. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for joining us on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We're just a couple minutes away from kickoff here at Unadilla Valley for the second half. In the fog, folks, as it continues to roll in on this cold and rainy night here just outside of New Berlin on the beautiful campus here at Unadilla Valley Central School. Again, UV leads 22-6 at the halftime break. We'll be right back. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back once again here to Unadilla Valley Central School as we get set for the start of the third quarter, 22-6, UV leading Unitigo. And Tim, the fog really rolls in. It's hard to see the far sideline. I really haven't seen a game like this before.
Yeah, this is the first time that I've seen this happen in a long time. You know, you used to see it happen down by the river when Sydney played at the Keith Clark Park field many, many years ago. But this is really quite a unique setting right now because, like you did say, Nate, it is hard to see that far sideline.
Tim, we got to say thank you here to this great UV staff. We're up here having Krispy Kreme donuts at halftime, thanks to the fundraiser for the UV senior class here. That's a real treat.
Yeah, that was really nice. You know, Krispy Kreme donuts and fireworks here at UV tonight. This is absolutely awesome.
I think we're going to have to come here way more often if that's everything they bring to the table every time we come here. I didn't realize there was going to be fireworks and donuts tonight.
I know. What a treat, you know.
Set for the start of the second half. Unitigo is going to get the ball first to start things off. And the offense was really quick in the first couple of possessions of the night for Unitigo. And then the Unadilla Valley defense really seemed to step up. We'll also have to see if Unitigo quarterback Josh Firebend is back in the game. Late in that second quarter, went down with an injury. Jared Smith replaced him after that. We'll have to wait and see once the ball is kicked off here by UV. So Unitigo goes left to right. And here we go with the start of the third quarter. A little squib kick is fielded here by Unitigo. And we'll have a whistle. And we'll see what the call is and where the Spartans will start.
Got to believe the official is saying that the person put his knee down that recovered the kick, number 80 for the Spartans.
Tyler Jordan, nice job because that was a real knuckleball heading right towards him, and he's able to field it cleanly. And it looks like Unitigo will start on their own 30-yard line going left to right. Looks like Smith's still in at QB here for Unitigo, I believe, as he looks over to the sideline to get the head coach from Unitigo, Frank McCroney, get the signals there. Maybe hard to see him through the fog over on that far side.
It is tough. It definitely is tough.
And so maybe we'll see Jake DeJoy in a QB here as he walks in. Smith will be out to the left side, so DeJoy is under center. He'll hand off and right up the middle for Youngs. Nowhere to go. Blasting through the line there was Curtis Wilson for the Storm.
Curtis Wilson, number 54, with an absolutely fantastic play. And a great form tackle to no gain.
So we saw Jake DeJoy a couple weeks ago when we did the BG and Unitigo game. Came in, played in the first half, and did a very nice job. So he certainly has some experience here as Firebend appears to still be on the sideline and injured here for the Spartans. Here's DeJoy on second and 11. Drops back to pass, trying to get away. He's flushed out of the pocket, throws over the middle, and the pass is batted down here by Chris Theron, as the intended receiver was Jared Smith for Unitigo.
Yeah, real nice play by number 17 for the Storm on that play. Pass was just a tick behind the Unitigo receiver, and he undercut the route and made a nice deflection of the pass.
DeJoy was flushed out of the pocket. Thought he did a nice job to find a receiver there, but just batted away. So now a third and 11 here for Unitigo. They trail 22-6, opening possession of the third quarter. 11:20 to go here in this third quarter. DeJoy drops back, throws to his left side, tries to find Smith off his hands, intercepted by UV, and down that far sideline, UV is going to run it into the back of the end zone for a touchdown. So Ryan Postma with an INT return for a TD, but a flag on the play just as UV starts to celebrate.
Yeah, and it's on the other side of the field, so this is going to be an interesting one. It's nowhere near where the play was, so we'll have to wait and see what the white hat says.
And the ball thrown by DeJoy just tipped off the fingertips there of Jared Smith. And UV, Ryan Postma, was right there to pick it off and take it in. And we'll see what the Zebra crew has to say here. 11:09 to go here. Started the third quarter. Was a third and 11. Looks like this one might go against the Storm, Tim.
Yeah, it does. They're talking to the Unitigo Spartan captains on this play right here. So we're waiting for a signal from the white hat.
That would be the second INT tonight that was taken away by a penalty here for the Storm, as Dante Dye had that one deep in the second quarter. Personal foul against the defense, and so this is going to be Unitigo with the ball here and a fourth and 11. Or no, a first and 10, excuse
right,
me.
First and 10. They personal foul must have happened prior to the turnover, and that's why Unitigo was able to keep the ball.
Update from Sydney, Dawson Backus with a 9-yard TD run. Sydney cuts it to 21-18 against state-ranked Newark Valley. So here's a first and 10. DeJoy to midfield going left to right, pushing his way forward before he's dropped back. About a 5-yard gain here for Jake DeJoy. So Unitigo moving the ball forward, going left to right here to start the third quarter.
Yeah, nice little run there by Jake DeJoy, and a good gain of 5 on first down.
So 10:45 to go here in the third quarter. A TD pass from Smith to Ethan Finch was able to set up that run there by Dawson Backus down in Sydney. So appreciate the updates down there from Alumni Field. 10.5 minutes to go here at UV. It's 22-6. The Storm on top of the Spartans. Some other great games going on locally as well. We'll keep you updated. 2nd and 5 here for Unitigo. DeJoy hands off to Youngs. He's got some room to work with. Cuts back to the left side. First down. And now to the 40. Down to the 35 before he's knocked out of bounds. And a good pickup of a first down here for the Spartans.
Yeah, real nice play there by Youngs. He made a nice cut in near the linebackers and got to the outside for a nice positive gain and a first down for the Spartans.
10:13 left on the clock here in the third quarter. 22-6 is the score, and the fog continues to roll in here. Has to be hard for the players to deal with out there.
Especially the ones that are on the far side over here by us on the storm side of the field, because they're way, way away from the coaches.
So a first and 10 now for Unitigo. DeJoy hands one off, and running up the middle here, believe is Mike Rose. Nowhere to go, though. Maybe a pickup of one on the play for Unitigo.
Looks like a lot of confusion on the play, and it was a broken play, so Rose did a nice job to get possibly one.
So 9:55 to go here in the third quarter. 22-6 the score. A second and 9 coming up here for Unitigo. They're into storm territory at about the 35. We'll have a flag on the play. This one is going to be an offside going against Unadilla Valley.
So, yellow flags so far in the second half have been definitely major momentum killers. Took 6 points off the board.
Took 6 points off the board and possible turnover, and then Unitigo has used a couple extra to work their way down into UV territory, and the ball now just at about the 25-yard line. So, boy, if Unitigo could get a score on this first drive of the second half, that would certainly be huge.
12-point swing, possibly.
Second and 4. Now for Unitigo. And DeJoy is going to hand one off here to Youngs. He's got some running room. Youngs brought down at about the 5 as he went right up the middle. Took a hard hit as he went down, but a nice play there for the Spartans as Youngs ran it right through the gap. Timeout on the play here by Unitigo, and this is going to be about a first and 5 coming up here for the Spartans with 9:13 to go. Third quarter, 22-6 the score. We'll step away for 30 seconds. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. Friday Night Lights here at Unadilla Valley on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chamberson O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chamberson O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
9:13 to go, third quarter. Unadilla Valley holding out to a 22-6 lead here in the start of the second half on senior night, live from Unadilla Valley High School. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. A first and 10 here for Unitigo. They're deep in UV territory. The fog has really rolled in here in New Berlin, folks. And this is going to be a handoff up the middle again to Jacob Morrison. He had the touchdown in the first quarter for Unitigo. Bulls his way forward, and he's down to about the 3-yard line here, folks.
Gotta love watching that, because, you know, he doesn't touch the ball that much all year long. He gets 2 opportunities to carry the ball from the fullback spot tonight, and he does a great job. He gets positive yards on both times, and one time he scored.
He's lined up back there again with 8:45 to go, third quarter, and they're going to hand it off to him. He runs it right up the gut. Jacob Morrison is in for his second touchdown of the night with 8:39 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo has cut this back to a 1-score game, folks.
Yeah, real nice play by Mr. Morrison, a scorer. His second touchdown of the game.
Maybe going for offensive player of the game here tonight,
right,
on CDO. Jacob Morrison, he usually picks up the defense player of the game, but tonight showing a lot of energy running through 2 touchdowns here, and it's 22-12 with 8:39 to go in the third quarter.
Definitely shows a lot of impact on the defensive side of the ball, but tonight there's a little bit of momentum change with him tonight. He's carrying the ball, and he's pretty much carrying it. 2 or 3 people with him.
Well, if you're on the line and you see that coming at you full steam, that has to be tough. So they're going to hand off again to Morrison. He goes for 2, and he's in. So 2 touchdowns and now a 2-point conversion. 22-14 is the score. 8:39 to go, third quarter. Unitigo pulling out all the stops here. Back to a 1-possession game.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm just sitting here watching this, and they cannot stop that. I'll tell you what, if they come out in the second half, I think they should, or in the next possession, they should be just giving him the ball and let him do what he can.
8:39 to go, third quarter. Unitigo cuts it down to a 22-14 lead for Unadilla Valley. We'll break for 30 here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
8:39 to go, third quarter, and Unitigo comes out, and they have a long drive led by Jake DeJoy, who's coming in and filling in for the injured Josh Fireben. They get on the board. It's 22-14 now. Got a great game on our hands here from UV. And Unitigo is going to kick off, and this one will be fielded here by the Storm on the far side, and a great kickoff return here, bouncing all the way up to about the 45. I believe bringing it up on the far side was Nick Sterone. Hard to see again. The fog has really rolled in here tonight at UV.
Yeah, it definitely has, and that was a very, very close to being him taking that to the house for 6 points, but real nice tackle by one of the Unitigo players to stop the touchdown.
Looked a lot like that Ronnie Ballard kickoff return we saw in week one up in Sydney, where he ran straight up the field. Very great return there for Sterone. And this is going to be 8:35 to go, third quarter, 22-14 the score. UV on top of visiting Unitigo, first and 10 now. UV with their first possession of the second half. And here is Fournette, the little QB keeper, bounces to the right side, runs right into a wall here of Spartans, and maybe a gain of one on the play.
Yeah, they just had a little quarterback keep just off the right guard, and not a lot of room there, and there was a nice big wall of white that he saw when he came through the line. Gain of one.
And we'll see if UV can get some of this momentum back that they had in the first quarter and into the start of the second quarter. Really had a good time throwing the ball around, and Mason Fournette found some really nice holes as well. Some of those big plays were really the key for UV in the first half.
That spread out Unitigo and, you know, opened up the run for Fournette.
So 7:50 to go here, third quarter. A little pitch to Sterone to the right side. Cuts back on this wet field. He's got his footing into Unitigo territory. Mike Rose just is able to grab him by the shoelaces to bring him down at the 30-yard line. That was actually Mike Patrick who came around the left side. And a big play there for UV into Unitigo territory.
Yeah, ran a nice little sweep play to the left on that play. And I tell you what, one of the Unitigo players had him. I had the Sterone dead to rights, but he slipped. Again, the wet field is definitely making some impact out here tonight.
So the clock runs down to 7:35 to go, third quarter. It's 22-14, a first and 10 after the big run for UV there by Mike Patrick. And so Fournette sets up as Unadilla Valley going right to left. Ball is on the 30-yard line. And a little counter play here goes nowhere as the Unitigo defense is right there to wrap him up. Breaking through the line, it looked like, was Josh Hulbert.
Yeah, he had absolutely nowhere to go on the counterplay. Nice play by that young man from the Spartans.
So 22-14 now the score. Unitigo cutting into that UV lead. Fournette gets the play from the sideline with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Second and 12 coming up here for UV. UV walks up to the line here on a second and 14. Fournette in the shotgun. He's got a man in motion. So Fournette now looks like perhaps a little option, decides to keep it himself, and gets back up to about the 30-yard line, so a gain of four. So this should bring up about a 10-yard gap here to look for the first down for UV. Should be about a third and 12 here with 6:20 to go in this third quarter.
Yeah, nice little positive play on that by the Storm. They do have a long down and distance here for a third down, but they are in Unitigo area, side of the field, and really close to where they probably wouldn't punt, so they might be going for it on fourth.
6 minutes to go, third quarter, third and 12. Coming up here, UV's going to run the ball, a little sweep to the left side. Moving forward here is Sterone, nowhere to go. He's wrapped up and brought down at about the 25-yard line there. That's Nick Sterone. So this will bring up a fourth and long here for UV. Interested to see what they do.
Yeah, I think they'll probably go for it where they are because their punt isn't really going to help you at this point. So they'll probably go for it, throw it. Even if it's picked off, it's just like a punt.
So 5.5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Unitigo trying to get a stop here as UV marches it down the field. Fourth and 7. UV is in Unitigo territory. Ball is about the 27-yard line. Great game here tonight, folks. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Fournette is going to throw up over the middle. He finds Postma, who just can't bring it down. Boy, if Postma is able to hang on, he might have been able to walk into the end zone. But instead, UV will turn it over on downs.
Yeah, and like I said, it's the same thing. I mean, if he catches that ball, he's wide open, and it's 10 to 15 yards down the field. I mean, they're not throwing short. They are really throwing the ball up in the air when they go, when they are passing.
And Postma has been on the receiving end of a lot of those Fournette throws tonight. Just couldn't come down with that one. Maybe if it's a dry night, maybe he comes down with it. 5:12 to go here in the third quarter. 22-14 the score. Unitigo's going to get the ball back now in the white and black tonight, going left to right. Ball is on the 25-yard line. And we'll see who steps in at the QB position. With Josh Firebend out, it is Jake DeJoy once again. And he's got Jared Smith in motion. So here's the snap. DeJoy with the QB keeper. He's up the middle. He's got some room, a first down and more. Bounces out and rolls up to the 40-yard line. Move the chains here for the Spartans, folks.
What a hole that he had on that play, and it was open by number 65, Mr. Jacob Morrison.
He is doing it all. Maybe he's going for the All-Purpose Award here tonight.
All-Purpose Offensive Player Award. Wants them all.
We've never had a clean sweep by one player. 4:55 to go, third quarter. UV leads at home on senior night against visiting Unitigo 22-14. Just an update from down the road in a second here for Sydney and Newark Valley as they throw out into the flat here for Beams. Pickup of about 3 as Unitigo works it up to about the 43-yard line nearing midfield. What's the update here, Tim?
Okay, down the road in Sydney, Newark Valley 28, Sydney 18 with 2:36 to go in the third.
Appreciate all the updates from down in Sydney tonight. Great game, sounds like, between the Warriors and Newark Valley tonight. So 4:20 to go here, third quarter. Second and 7 coming up for Unitigo as they near midfield going left to right. DeJoy hands off here to Youngs, cuts back, 45, dragged down. Nice tackle there by the Storm as it looked like Youngs was going to have some more room, but breaking through there was Hunter Christian.
Yeah, number 57 for the Storm made a great play, probably a first down saving tackle.
Yeah, Youngs looked like he had some room, but Christian was right there to grab him by the ankles, rope him down. 3:50 to go third quarter, third and 4 coming up for Unitigo. Ball is on the 45, still on the Unitigo side of the field. And look who's in the backfield now, folks. Jacob Morrison once again. DeJoy is in the shotgun. Now he goes under center. Looks like he'll hand off, a little miscommunication, but Morrison gets it, bounces up. He's got the first down into UV territory and then brought down. He picks up the big yardage once again.
Give him the ball. Just give him the ball. That's the play. You know, he's not going to be denied. He's getting 4 or 5 yards on every single time he touches the ball.
First and 10 coming up here for Unitigo. They're into UV territory now. Clock continues to run down to 3.5 to go, third quarter. UV leads 22-14. Great game here, folks, as we knew it would be tonight between Unitigo and UV in the last regular season contest here. So here is DeJoy filling in for Firebend, a little QB keeper to the left side. Bounces up maybe a gain of 3 here to the UV 45, therefore Jake DeJoy.
Yeah, nice little play. It's the one they always run, that little fake jet sweep, and then the quarterback makes a decision. Do I give it to him, or do I take it on my own? And he took it on his own for a gain of 3.
So 2:55 to go, third quarter. Second and 8 coming up here for Unitigo. 22-14 the score. UV on top of Unitigo on a foggy, cold, little rain here tonight as well from Unadilla Valley High School. And they'll hand it off to Youngs, and again, he's wrapped up. Breaking through the line there, it looked like, was number 50 for Unadilla Valley, Nick Bonanno.
Nick Bonanno with a real nice play, shot right through the line and made a tackle for a loss.
Again, coming into the season, talking to the UV coaching staff, they really thought that the guys had put in the time in the weight room and that they had a good advantage in that department of guys on the line who really had beefed up in the offseason. Pays off on plays like that. Third and 8 now. DeJoy with the ball to the left side as he reaches for that first down. He backpedals, and I think he got it to the 35. Jake DeJoy, great effort there for number 17.
Absolutely. He was tackled just short of it, made a nice little 360 spin as he was getting hit and got the first down.
Coming up on 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Unadilla Valley leads Unitigo 22-14. But Unitego is driving as they get deeper and deeper in UV territory now.
Number 65 looks like he's going to be in the backfield again.
Yeah, DeJoy comes over from the sideline here, the Unitego quarterback. He's got Morrison, who is essentially a D lineman in the backfield. Hands off to him once again to the left side, and he'll pick up 5 yards on first and ten.
There's no secret to this either, because he is the only back in the backfield is number 65, Jacob Morrison. You have a flag on the play.
Morrison, you don't want to see him coming your way. 6'2", 290, and just a ball of energy out there.
Yeah, absolutely, and the flag is against the storm, so it'll be a Unitego Spartan first down.
And so the momentum is really shifted here, Tim, towards Unitego, it seems, as they drive deep into UV territory. Ball's going to be down at about the 15 here. Unitego possibly going for a chance at maybe tying up the game here. So first and 10 coming up here. DeJoy is in the shotgun. Unitego going left to right. Flag on the play. And maybe this will be against the Spartans. It will be. This could be a momentum killer.
False start against the Spartans. It'll move them back 5 yards. It'll bring up first down and 15.
Minute 50 to go. Third quarter. It was 22-6 at the half. UV on top. A touchdown for Unitego about midway through this third quarter has brought it 22-14. Both touchdowns tonight, folks, by Jacob Morrison, a guy who's usually on the line. They've kind of gone with the 1980s Chicago Bears style, the fridge lineup here.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, but let's not forget, Nate, that there was a huge, huge penalty against the Storm prior to Unitego scoring one touchdown that took 6 points off the board for the Storm.
Yeah, an interception and a run back for Ryan Postma was taken away by a penalty. And so this keeps this game 22-6 at that point. Then Unitego came down mid, 22-14. And now Unitego running again here. But a first and 15. Ball is on the 20-yard line. DeJoy with the QB keeper, but he's wrapped up in the backfield. It's just a herd of Storm tacklers there. So this is going to be a second and long now with a minute 25 to go third quarter.
Looks like the line judge has given him one on the play. So it is going to be a long, long second down play for the Unitego Spartans.
Game clock continuing to run deep in this third quarter. Speaking of that, Unitego is deep in the UV territory here, trying to maybe find the tying score with 2:15, second and 15, excuse me, with 1 minute to go here, third quarter. DeJoy is back to pass, throws one up into the end zone, looking for Burnham. Touchdown for Unitego. Seth Burnham jumped over two players, was able to bring it down. Touchdown here for the Spartans. 22-20 now the score, 55 seconds to go, third quarter, and a huge pass play from DeJoy there to Burnham, who comes down with it.
Yeah, it was a real nice play by Burnham. I'm sorry I left you there for a second, Nate, but this press box is too funny right now.
Well, we got a lot of happy Unitego fans up here, or I should say coaching staff at the moment. 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and now Unitego going for two. As a great pass play there from DeJoy, who found Burnham in coverage, and he was able to come down with it.
Double coverage,
and he just went right up and over. Now they'll hand off. No, it's a fake here to DeJoy. Can he find the pylon? Diving for it, and he got it. So Unitego ties it up on the two-point conversion, and it's 22-22 with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Unitego with two straight touchdowns to crawl back into this game. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We're tied up at 22 here, folks. Live from Unadilla Valley tonight, the Storm and the visiting Unitego Spartans in the last Class D regular season game of the year. It's cold here tonight, folks. The fog is rolling in. It's hard to see. It's been raining. Crazy weather night. Maybe a good night to stay in and listen to CDO.
Yeah, that would be my plan if I wasn't announcing.
So Unitego kicks off to the Storm, and they field it at the 40, up to the 45-yard line. So Good field position here to start things off near midfield for Unadilla Valley.
But if we had stayed home tonight, Nate, we wouldn't have had Krispy Kreme donuts at halftime.
Oh, that was worth the trip. That was worth the trip right there. So being treated very well here tonight at UV, always a pleasure to come up here, whether it's football, soccer, basketball. We were here last night for the MAC Girls Championship, and again, congratulations to the Lady Storm winning their first MAC Soccer Championship last night, 3-1 against Delhi. So it's been an exciting couple of days here for the Storm. UV with the ball at the 45-yard line in the purple and black here. They're in their own side of the field, and Fournette with the QB keeper blasts his way across midfield and into Unitego territory, picks up about 6 on the play.
Yeah, and you know, when you watch a quarterback run, usually they're not throwing their shoulder down. That boy is, he's not worried about getting hit and getting hurt or anything like that. He's putting his shoulder right into every tackler that's coming to him.
That's one of those plays that they've run quite a bit here tonight, just that little QB keeper, and he can take it either way. And now he'll cut back to the right here on 2nd and 3, tripped up. Nice job by the Unitego defense to just get him at the line.
Number 58, Josh Hurlburt, kind of submarined his man on the line and was basically on the ground and actually made a really nice tackle short of the line of scrimmage.
Looks like that's going to be it for the end of the third quarter here. Down to 5 seconds to go, and that'll do it. So we're tied up 22 apiece here at the end of the third quarter, and we'll have the fourth quarter to decide this one. When we come back, it'll be a 3rd and 2 coming up here for the Storm. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We're tied at 22, fourth quarter coming up here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here, folks, and on a 3rd and 3, UV with the ball. They run it to the right side as they're going left to right now, and it's going to be very close to a first down here, Tim.
Looks like he got it by the ball spot by the official, but it's very close. They're looking. We might have referee says it's first down.
First Storm. Down. Looked like Mike Patrick just being able to turn the corner there for the first down. So a good start to the fourth quarter here as UV is into Unitego territory. Ball is at the 45. Just about 10 seconds into the start of this fourth quarter. We're tied up, folks. UV and Unitego knotted up at 22. So UV now with a 1st and 10. Man in motion for the Storm. Here's Fournette to the left side, and he's tackled in the backfield. Nice job by the Spartans to break through and really sniff that one out. There's Hulbert again.
Hulbert was just a man right there. He just came in, just got rid of his blocker, and grabbed the runner before he could get any momentum going up the field.
Start of the fourth quarter, Newark Valley ahead of Sydney, 35-18. Down in Sydney, and Deposit Hancock ahead of Delhi. Start of the fourth quarter, 34-12. So just a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard for you there. Right here at Unadilla Valley, tied up between the Storm and the visiting Unitego Spartans, 22 apiece. 2nd and 11 here for the Storm as they are just over midfield going left to right. Again, man in motion. And they'll hand it off this time. Spartans unable to get the runner, and he'll just get back to the line of scrimmage. Nice tackle by Jake DeJoy as Nick Sterone tried to turn the corner on that left wing.
Not sure who the corner was on that side, but he would not let outside contain go. And made the runner turn back up the field inside, and Jake Joy was right there waiting for him.
3rd and 9 now coming up for the Storm. So this is a 3rd and a long 9, I would say, Tim, with 10:40 to go. Fourth quarter, tied at 22, in case you're just joining us. UV was ahead 22-6. Two straight touchdowns by Unitego has tied this game up. And now UV is going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds as well. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
10:40 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. We're tied 22-22, UV and Unitigo. UV with the ball. Here's Fournette. He's flushed out of the pocket. He throws one up into the lights here at UV. Postma trying to come down with it through his hands, and it falls down to the turf incomplete. UV wanted some pass interference. Tough to say, as it was a pretty big jump ball there between UV and Unitigo.
Looked like the defender from Unitigo timed his hit very well, and the ball fell to the ground.
So a fourth and nine coming up here for UV. They're on the Unitigo side of the field. What do you do here, Tim?
Oh, you got a punt. I think you got a punt. I don't think you can have them have the ball right here, but you know what? You line up in the punt formation, you might try to a little fake or something, but you know, who knows?
It
looks like they're going for it, though.
It is a fourth and nine. Ball is on the 44. UV is in Unitigo territory, and it looks like they will go for it with 10.5 to go fourth quarter. Tied 22-22. Here's Fournette. Drops back. He's at midfield. Chucks one over the middle, and this one is overthrown as he was going for Caleb Simons, and he overthrew him by about 5 yards. Unitigo takes over on downs.
Yeah, it's a tough play. I mean, you could have kicked there and maybe possibly pinned Unitigo inside the 10. Now Unitigo is going to take over with the ball on their 45-yard line, first and 10, and we'll see what the Spartans can do with their first possession of the fourth quarter.
We haven't seen Josh Firebend here in this second half, and it appears that we'll stay that way, as Jake DeJoy has come in, as well as Jared Smith a little bit. Mostly DeJoy, though, at the QB position here in the second half. And Unitigo has not been afraid to run with us. I think you were going to say number 65.
Number 65 in the backfield, yes.
Jacob Morrison, a D-line, O-line guy, has been in the backfield quite a bit and scored 2 touchdowns here tonight for Unitigo. So the handoff now, no, QB keeper here for DeJoy. Cuts back to midfield, and two tacklers coming in there, including Ryan Postma, to bring down DeJoy. Otherwise, he might have been able to pick up some more. He gets about 3.
Yeah, and then I think he took a couple steps back. At least that's what the officials are saying, and they're spotting the ball like about a yard gain.
So this is going to be 2nd and 8. 10 minutes to go here, fourth quarter, tied at 22. Live tonight from Unadilla Valley High School, it's 22-22 between UV and Unitigo. 2nd and 8. As Unitigo in the white and black tonight, going right to left. Here's DeJoy under center. Youngs is in the backfield. Two wide receivers split to the left. Now a run up the middle, and again, UV sniffs that one right out. Curtis Wilson again, the 5'10", 230-pound senior on senior night with the pink socks,
yep,
making the tackle.
Pink socks, yes, absolutely. And number one for the Unitigo Spartans with a gain of about 2.
So Youngs again hit the hole hard but was brought down. So this brings up a 3rd and 8 now for Unitigo with 9:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. And again, we're tied at 22. So a big drive here for Unitigo as they're going to have to get across midfield here to pick up this first down. DeJoy is in the shotgun, looking to his right, flushed out of the pocket, and he's sacked by Brett Hanselmeyer of Unadilla Valley in the backfield. A big loss, sacked all the way back at the 35.
Yeah, he actually waited just too long to let go of the ball, and then when Hanselmeyer got rid of his blocker, he had nowhere to go but right to DeJoy for the big sack and the loss of yardage. But Unitigo will live to punt the ball away here.
4th and 18, tie ball game, lots of time left as game clock is at 8:35 to go. And so Jared Smith will punt this one away. Snap, here's the punt, and it's a good one from Smith. Towering up in the sky. Postma catches this one at his own 20, going left to right. Spin move, but he's brought down. But Mike Rose with a nice tackle. Great special teams there from the Spartans.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that was a booming kick, and it actually was spiraling through the air. We could see it flipping over white to white, you know, and all that. And then he took it. I thought maybe he might fair catch that, but he didn't. And then Rose with a real nice play on the defensive tackle.
Smith, just a great all-around athlete, does a little bit of everything, I think, for this Unitigo team. Does whatever he's asked to do, and a nice punt there as well. So 8:23 to go, fourth quarter. UV going left to right in the purple and black. Ball is on their own 25 as they go left to right. We're tied up at 22 here in the fourth quarter. Mason Fournette, we've seen a lot of QB keepers from him tonight for UV. First and 10, no different. He tries to find the hole to the right side. Smith coming up for the tackle, but Fournette refusing to go down, drags the pile of Unitigo tacklers another 1 or 2 yards. I'd say that's a pickup of 5.
Yeah, Fournette with a nice move and made Smith go high on the tackle, which then kept Fournette's legs driving forward with a real nice extra effort. Almost got the first down. It's 2nd and 1.
So he does pick up. I thought maybe it was 5. Picks up a little more than that. So a 2nd and 1. Game clock ticking down to 7 minutes 50 seconds to go here on a cold and chilly night. It's been some rain, been some fog here from UV. We're tied at 22. Here's Fournette on the 2nd and 1. He's in the shotgun. Snap is low. Pitches it off, though. First down. Here's Dante Dye to midfield before being chopped down just as he gets up to about the 49-yard line.
Yeah, number 8 for Unitigo just made an absolutely fantastic play on the edge. If he doesn't make the tackle, the runner is in the end zone for a real long run for the Storm. But they're at about the 50. Well, actually the 48 on their side of the field. So 1st and 10. For the Storm.
Maybe we'll see some more of Dante Dye when he has made some plays tonight. Been very explosive here in the backfield. 5'5", 145-pound sophomore wearing number 5 for UV. Man in motion, 1st and 10, and the snap is high. Ball is on the ground. Burnham gets a piece of it for Unitigo. Still loose. Looks like UV is able to get it back. And this is going to go back down to about the 32. And let's see if the Zebra crew decides where this goes, as little controversy here on who might have the ball. And it looks like they're going to have a little officials conference. Both sides had a real good chance at going after it.
Yeah, and there wasn't a whistle, so the ball was loose. This is going to be interesting. First down for Unitigo.
Unitigo has the ball. UV upset about the call here. Obviously, Unitigo excited. The snap was high. A couple guys from each team had a chance for it. Then there was a big scrum. And Unitigo was able to come off the bottom of the pile with it.
Yeah, there was quite a few people had chances at it, but everybody tried to do the right thing. They tried to go down on the ball just to cover it, but it just is a little slippery out there tonight, so that squirted away, and Unitigo was there to make the final recovery.
7:10 to go here in the fourth quarter, 22-22, and because of where that ball squirted back, this gives Unitigo excellent field position as they'll start at about the UV 33. Now a handoff to Youngs on first down, but breaking through the line, a great tackle there for the UV Storm. That was Peyton Sterone wrapping up Youngs at the knees.
Yeah, Peyton Sterone. Some of the kids from UV have got the pink socks. This young man has pink sleeves.
So there's all sorts of colors out there tonight with, obviously pink with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but, just today you got the cleats all different colors. See some yellow cleats out there, white, orange, black, a little bit of everything here. 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. 2nd and 10 now for Unitigo after taking over on the fumble. They throw to the right side for Mike Rose. Bulls his way forward. Maybe a pickup of about 3 or 4 yards here for Unitigo.
Yeah, Mike Rose, I think, made a little bit of a crucial error there. I think he had some blocking to the outside, which he would have probably gained a little bit more, maybe even a first down. But he came back inside where the defense was. So short gain of about 2.
6:15. Clock is ticking down here in the fourth quarter. Live from UV tonight. We're tied up 22-22. It's a 3rd and 8. Jacob Morrison is in the backfield again. He scored 2 touchdowns tonight. Normally a D lineman. They'll hand it off to him once again. He's running forward. Bounces to the outside. Morrison carrying the pile before he's brought down. Maybe a gain of 3 or 4 there. This is going to bring up 4th down and short, Tim.
And the 3 or 4 that he just got, whatever it was he just got, he got hit right at the line of scrimmage by 2 people, but he denies him. He just will not go down. It's just amazing.
He's probably saying, boy, these running backs, they got it easy back here.
Yeah.
4th and 4 now coming up for Unitigo with 5.5 to go. Fourth quarter, we're tied up at 22. Morrison's going to be in the backfield. Just to give you an idea, if you're just tuning in here, folks, Jacob Morrison, 6'2", 290. He's normally a guy that's on the line. They've been handing it off to him several times tonight. He's got 2 touchdowns. So here's DeJoy, hands off to Morrison again. Can he move the pile? No, it was a QB keeper. DeJoy never handed it off, and UV breaks through and sacks him. Turnover on downs, back to UV.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a broken play on that. I think they weren't sure who was supposed to have the ball, and then and DeJoy then tried to go outside with the quarterback keeper, and it was all snuffed out.
So UV is going to get the ball back after losing it on the fumble. The defense comes up big. So this is going to be UV with the ball going left to right. Ball is on the 32 with 5:11 to go, fourth quarter. And this is by far the closest game we've had this year on CDO in the season regular season finale here, Tim.
Yes, it is. It's definitely a good one. Good decision to come here.
5:10 to go, fourth quarter. UV with the ball. Senior night at home. Man in motion going left to right. And they'll hand it off to him. This is Sterone. And he slips as he tried to go around the edge to the left side, maybe a gain of one.
Yep, and probably a good thing he did slip, because if he hadn't, he probably would have got another three or four easy.
Game clock continues to tick, down to 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Second and nine, UV with the ball. They're in their side of the field going left to right. Ball is somewhere about the 33. Cold and rainy night here. The fog has come and gone. Right now it's pretty clear out there for this drive for UV deep in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 22. Snap. And here's the quarterback, Fournette, in the backfield and just nowhere to go as Unitigo breaks down and they're able to bring him down. Burnham was in there as well as Smith. A couple of nice tackles made there to make sure Fournette didn't bounce to the outside.
And number 35, Fournette, I give him a lot of credit because he was hit real early and he just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And he got, you know, what he could out of it, and before all the Unitigo Spartans arrived to make this ending tackle.
You can see how much this means to UV on their senior night here. They don't want to let Unitigo spoil the party. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's third and nine. UV with the ball, going left to right. Here's the snap to Fournette. Drops back, looking for somewhere to go. Now he's going to try to run. Cuts up the middle, and Fournette is tackled as he gets back to about the line of scrimmage. This will bring up a fourth and long now for UV with 3:40 to go, and the clock is still moving.
Yeah, it was a nice play by Jake DeJoy right there. He made a nice little tackle, and the quarterback is down on the play.
So Fournette, who is not afraid to sacrifice the body, running all over the place there. And now a player down on the field. We're not quite sure who it is, if it's Fournette or not. I don't believe it is. Might be Hunter Christian. So 3:34 to go, fourth quarter. We're tied 22-22, a fourth and nine coming up here for UV. A final for Deposit Hancock over Delhi. They win 34-12, so the Eagles will complete the regular season undefeated, and we'll head into the playoffs, and who knows where their season might end, that's for sure.
Exactly.
So Deposit Hancock again, a 34-12 victory over Delhi. And it appears that everything is set here with the injury, so a fourth and nine. And it appears that UV will punt it away. Tied at 22 here between UV and Unitigo. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter.
Yeah, this would be a really big call to fake it here, because where they are on the field, you really want to make sure that, you know, if you turn it over there, that'd be a big.
And they'll punt it away. This is Bob Spawnable, the punter here for the Storm. They'll get it down to the 35-yard line. You're right, Tim. If they tried to fake it there, it wouldn't have ended well.
Yeah, I kind of lost my train of thought there, and I stopped, and I apologize for that. But if they do not make it there, they're giving them the ball. They're giving Unitigo the ball on the Storm 30. Now they're giving it to themselves, or to Unitigo on their 35.
So here's the Spartans with 3:13 to go, fourth quarter, tied at 22 on the road here at UV. Can they put together a little drive here as they have good starting field position at their own 36 going right to left? They're in the white and the black pants tonight.
They haven't been throwing the ball as much either, and I think it has a lot to do with who the quarterback is. But you know what? DeJoy can throw the ball. We've seen him do it all year.
Here's DeJoy under center. We'll hand off to Mike Rose. Cuts to the outside, and Hanselmeyer wraps him up, throws him down to the turf. And this is certainly tough for Unitigo. Josh Firebend, the normal quarterback, perhaps in his last game here in a Unitigo uniform, went down in the second quarter, and since then, it's been Jake DeJoy filling in here for the Spartans.
Yeah, I'm not sure who did you say, man? Hanselmeyer, right?
Yes.
Real nice play on that play. Saved a big gain potentially for the Spartans.
About a second and 10 coming up here after no gain on that play for Unitigo. Smith is in motion. Quarterback keeper here for DeJoy. He's going to slam his way forward up to the 40-yard line. Gain of about 5 on the play, so this will bring up third and 5 or third and 6 for Unitigo.
Yeah, real simple play. You know, he just gets it from the center and just takes it, picks it up, picks the hole on the left side and just runs right up into the backers.
Clock continuing to move. It's down to 2:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're knotted up at 22 here, folks. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Third and six. Now with Rose in motion. Another quarterback keeper for DeJoy. Up the gut, pushing his way forward, but it's not going to get enough. So this is going to be about a fourth and five coming up for Unitigo with 1:55, and the clock's moving in the fourth.
Yeah, that was a nice play by the Storm right there. It looked like they were going to, DeJoy was going to get about a 2 or 3 yard gain on that, get a lot closer to the six than he did, but all of a sudden that hole closed up once the backers realized what it was.
So now the clock stops with 1:50 to go in the fourth. Fourth and six. Tim, it's a fourth and six. Now the clock's going to move. Ball is on the 41. Interesting to see what they'll do. It looks like Smith is going to punt.
Yeah, this is a interesting.
Call Jared to the sideline, please.
So 1:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 22. Smith looking over towards the sideline here for Unitigo. Clock moving down to 1:30. Fourth and six now.
I think they're going to let the clock run down and call a timeout.
Now Unitigo will call the timeout here with 1:25 to go. Fourth quarter tied at 22. And both sides will head over to their respective sides to talk things over. We'll step away for 30. When we come back, Unitigo looks like they'll punt it away to UV deep in this contest tied at 22. Stay tuned for more here on CDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:25 to go, fourth quarter here, folks. In case you're just jumping in the car to join us, we're live from Unadilla Valley. Tied 22-22 between UV and Unitigo. A fourth and six. Spartans looking to punt it away.
Yeah, the Spartans, just before the called timeout, let 25 seconds go off the clock. So nice run off the clock.
Don't want to give UV any more time than they need. And here is Spartans. The Spartans, Jared Smith with a huge punt all the way down to the field. And now Unitigo is going to fall on the ball. They might come up with this one, as I believe UV touched it first. Let's see what the call is here from the officials. No, they're going to say that UV had it, so that one was very close.
Ooh.
It looked like UV touched it. Maybe the ball was live as the Spartans fell on it.
What I was watching was the UV player, and a lot of times you'll hear the coaches yelling, poison, poison. It means get out of the way. Get off the field, you know. I mean, get away from the ball because you don't know where it is. Well, then I think the Unitigo player blocked him into the ball, and then I think he actually got the ball with his legs and then reached out and grabbed it with his hand. So that was a real big recovery for the Storm right there.
Boy, a very, very close play there. If Unitigo got that back, they would have been on the 15-yard line. So a minute 14 to go, fourth quarter. We're tied at 22. First and 10 now for UV. They're deep in their own territory going left to right. Fournette is in at QB here for the Storm. Snap is low. He's going to throw. Throws up over the middle. Ball is in the air. Intercepted here by Derek Beams. Beams at the 43-yard line, and being 6'4" paid off there as he went up into the night sky and picked it off.
Yeah, that was a really nice play. He went up high and high-pointed the ball and made a really nice hands catch, and giving Unitigo the ball again with a minute and 7 to go in Storm territory.
Fourth quarter, minute and 7 to go, as Tim said, and the ball is going to be at about the 43, so the Spartans with a chance here. They have some time. Tied at 22 and a first and 10. DeJoy and Burnham are over talking to head coach Frank McCroney. And they'll come in from the sideline now. So UV trying to go for a home run ball over the middle. Intercepted by Derek Beams as the fog continues to roll in here. It's been a cold, foggy, and rainy night. But boy, the fans are out in full force. We've had fireworks. Senior night here at UV. It's a great time here at Unadilla Valley High School tonight.
That was the first time that I'd seen that coverage by the Spartans, because they had a lot of people in coverage.
Here's DeJoy in the shotgun. Hands it off here to Jared Smith. He's going to throw over the middle of the field. Picked right back off by Unadilla Valley. Here's Ryan Postma to the left side. He's still on his feet. Bounces up towards midfield. Postma to the 45 before being roped out of bounds. Talk about a momentum shift there. Flag on the play as both sides are going crazy at the moment here, folks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is going to be a late hit against the Spartans on the sideline.
As Postma with a nice return of about 15 yards. And if this is a late hit, this is going to give UV some nice field position here. We'll see where they end up with 53 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Tied at 22, and UV is going to get the ball back. And just a score update from down in Sydney, 35-18, Newark Valley defeats Sydney tonight. So maybe some of those Sydney fans jumping in the car, tuning into the end of this one with 53 seconds to go live here from UV. So again, that penalty after the interception is going to put UV down to the 35-yard line. So we've had two straight interceptions here, Tim.
Yep, two snaps of the ball and interceptions by both teams, and then a real costly 15-yard penalty on the Spartans.
So Unitego picked one off, then UV picked one off right back, and then an unsportsmanlike penalty puts UV going left to right in great territory with 53 seconds left. We're tied at 22. Fournette pitches one out here, the UV quarterback. And running up the middle there was Mike Patrick, maybe a gain of one, and the clock is going to tick down to 40 seconds here.
Yeah, that was an interesting play, and I'll tell you what, I give the running back a lot of credit because he was dead to rights in the backfield.
35 seconds to go now, second and eight. Man in motion here for UV. They'll hand it off to the left side, and this is Sterone up to about the 30-yard line. He's short of the first down. It's going to be a third and short, 23 seconds to go, and a timeout called here by the Storm.
Yep, the ran the play, and they got it close, got it down to about third and six, I would say, for the first down, and they call timeout because this 23 seconds left. This is really exciting. I mean, this is really the kind of game that we've been wanting to see all year long. We have to wait till the last game of the season.
Going to be a third and five here for UV. This is the last game of the regular season for Class D schools. Class C still has another week. Playoffs start next week for the Ds. 23 seconds left here, Tim. Third and five. We know that Mason Fournette and UV not afraid to throw the ball. They have some weapons out there, and Postma and Hanselmeyer, 22-22. Maybe do you take a shot for the end zone here, or do you try to pick up the first down first?
Well, the thing is about throwing the ball, even if it's incomplete, it's going to stop the clock. So, and you know, that's huge right now. There is only 23 seconds. You run the ball. Now everybody's got to get up to the line.
So they have three wide receivers to the left, two to the right. One on the right is in motion. Fournette throwing over the middle. He wants Hanselmeyer. Ball is in the air. It's batted down here by DeJoy of Unitego. So it was Smith, Beams, and DeJoy all in coverage as they were trying to get the ball to Hanselmeyer. So
yeah.
Fourth and five, 17 seconds left.
Yeah, there must have been somebody on the Storm that was open because there were three Spartans after Hanselmeyer.
But they were going to throw to him no matter what, it seemed. They were going right over the middle no matter what. So fourth and five now, 17 seconds left. Again, the fog, folks. Hard to see the other side of the field, if you can imagine that right now. It's been on and off throughout the contest as well as some rain. So 22 seconds left, fourth and five, with a 22-22 score between UV and Unitego. So here is the snap coming for Fournette. Again, three wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Fournette flushed out of the pocket. Fournette is on his horse now. On the ground to the 20, down to the 10. He flips over, and he's down to the 9-yard line. Clock is at 7 seconds, and now the clock will stop. So tied at 22, and the chains have got to get set here.
Right, and then
it's going to be a first down for UV.
As soon as they set the chains, unless they call timeout, they have to go.
Down to 5 seconds. UV trying to get one last playoff. Man in motion. Here's Fournette. They get it off as the clock gets to zero. And Unitego's going to tackle the guy. That's Sterone in the backfield. And we're headed to overtime. Big job there by Unitego as it came down to the last play, tied at 22.
Yeah, and I didn't even actually think the Storm was going to get the play off, but they did. What a great end to this game. I mean, this is absolutely fantastic. And guess what? We get to watch a little more.
We get to watch a little more. We'll take a break. Tied at 22, end of regulation. Overtime football here on CDO. We'll be right back. You're listening to live Friday Night Football from Unadilla Valley tonight. Unitego and UV tied at 22. Overtime. Here we come on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're going to have overtime football here, folks. Tim, can you break down some of the rules on how this is going to happen? It's our first overtime game of the year.
Yeah, it was kind of had asked that question to some of the Unitico staff up here, and actually what happens is it's kind of like the college overtime procedures, except it's shorter. They take turns from the 15-yard line. They do a coin flip to see who gets the ball first, and then they all stay on one end zone, and they play there from the 15-yard line. So it's, you know, four downs. If you get a first down, obviously, then it would be first and goal to go, and then if you score, then the other team gets a chance to tie. Now if the defense holds on the first possession, then they would actually get a chance to win with the first score.
So if you've watched some of the crazy college games over the years with that overtime setup, it can really go back and forth. It can end quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But it could also go on forever.
Yeah, and a lot of time. Well, and, you know, in college, you know, you have kids that are at college on full scholarships, and that happens where there's a turnover on the first possession. They're kicking the field goal because that's the game. You know, I mean, they're not even worried about running a play or whatever. I don't think that would happen here tonight, but you know what? Who knows? Who knows?
Well, at this point, too, folks, if you wanted to kick a field goal, let me tell you, the fog has rolled in. This is probably the thickest we've seen it here tonight. So to start the overtime, again, hard to see the other sideline even here. It's been cold, it's been rainy, and the fog has kind of gone in and out.
I will ask you a question, though.
Okay.
Who would kick a field goal?
Boy, I mean, for Unitego, you got to go.
Tioga?
Oh, if you had Tioga. Again, we saw them last weekend. They had a kicker who he made a 36-yarder in the game. And at halftime, he was out there booting them from much farther than that.
Yeah, I think he was kicking them from 52 off the tee.
So they could probably play that game here if they got into an overtime contest. And, you know, that's big for them down the road. You never know when you'll run into a playoff scenario.
You know, you have that weapon. I mean, that's incredible in high school football because you're, you know, you get held on downs. You're not having to punt away or just turn the ball over. You bring the guy out and you take 3 points. That's amazing.
So some bonus football here tonight on CDO. Maybe you're jumping out of one of the other local games here tonight. Of course, let's get you updated on some of those out-of-town scores that we have. Walton and BG. Walton defeats BG 36-12 down in Bainbridge tonight. And, of course, the final from Sydney. Newark Valley defeating the Warriors 35-18. And we had Deposit Hancock with a 34-12 victory over Delhi. So last chance we had to look at Tioga and Oxford. That was at halftime. And it was a 21-12 lead for Tioga over Oxford. And we'll have a final score for you at the end of our broadcast tonight for that contest. But we still got some football here to decide. And again, a thank you to some of our special UV sponsors for tonight's game, Chase Health, located in New Berlin, as well as New York Pizzeria, located in New Berlin. But there'll be a lot of hungry people looking for a slice there after this contest tonight, as it's 22-22 as we'll start the OT period here.
And they actually do get the ball on the 20. It's not the 15.
And they don't even put the time on the clock.
Nope, it's untimed and everything other than the play clock.
So this will be Unitego with the ball first, going left to right. The fog is very, very thick now, folks. And DeJoy is going to have the ball. So they will start at the 15, and Unitego is going to have four plays. They'll hand off to Morrison to the left side, and UV is prepared for that now. Is breaking through with Curtis Wilson to bring him down. So about 2nd and 9 coming up.
I think that's the first time tonight they've stopped that play when Morrison gets the dive run.
Morrison is usually an O-line, D-line guy. They've been kind of doing some Chicago Bears, the fridge moves with him tonight. He's got two touchdowns. He's ran the ball quite a bit. Morrison, again, he's a junior, and he's just about 6'2", 290. So he's a load to bring down. Second and nine. We're in overtime here, folks, live from Unadilla Valley. Tim Cutting and Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDL. They'll hand off to Morrison again. He rumbles to the left side, pushing the pile forward, and this is going to bring up a third and short for Morrison and Unitego.
And definitely in four down territory here. So, you know, again, unless you have a kicker. But absolutely four down territory. Nobody's punting from here.
This is going to bring up about a third and three, third and four for Unitego. Again, in overtime, each team gets a chance. They'll be at the 15. They have four plays to try to get it in. Then the other team has to try to match you. So a third and four here. They'll hand off to Morrison, and he's submarined at the line. It'll bring up fourth and four, fourth and three. They've tried to go to Morrison, but UV has been right there to bring them down.
Yeah, they have, and they're keying on that. I think Unitego might have a little something in their mind right here.
Third and, it's going to be fourth and three, excuse me. 22-22, we're in overtime here, folks. A foggy and cold night. Again, from where we are in the press box, with Unitego in the white uniforms, it's very hard to see them.
Yeah, it is, and I'll tell you what, if they actually do throw the ball, it's so hard to see if the receivers can even see the ball.
So DeJoy now is under center, and we'll have a timeout called by Unitego, and we'll keep it right here. So fourth and four, looked like maybe they were trying to draw UV off there. It was hard to tell.
Yeah, I think they were just a little confused on what they were going to do, and, you know, when it's possibly your last play, you want to make sure everybody knows what's going on. So real nice call by the Unitego Brain Trust for the timeout.
Regular season finale tonight in Class D between Unitego and UV. Live here tonight from Unadilla Valley High School. Again, a big thanks to UV for helping us get set up for this contest. Boy, I'm glad we decided to come over here. It's been a great game. 22-6. UV had the lead to start the second half, but two touchdowns by Unitego. Great credit to the Spartans to get back into this game and never give up.
Yeah, and one costly penalty on UV. This game wouldn't be tied.
Yes, they had an interception by Ryan Postman. They ran it back for a touchdown. That was called back on that same drive. Unitego was able to come down and punch it in for a touchdown, and that really, I thought, got the momentum back for Unitego. So the timeout is over. Again, tied at 22, a fourth and four here for Unitego. This is their first try here in the overtime period. After this, UV will get a try. It's just like the college football overtime rules. And here is the snap to DeJoy, hands off to Morrison, nowhere to go. He tried a little 360, but UV was right there to flush it out, and that was Hunter Christian breaking through to kind of lead the charge there for UV.
Okay, so UV's defense did their job. Now it's up to the UV offense to try to put some points on the board and end the game.
So now this is the Storm. They will get their chance with four downs, and again, you start at the 15-yard line, and you have four plays to try to get it in. And each team gets a chance to match each other. So if UV can punch it in here, their senior night could end very successfully.
Yep. And the thing is, you want to remember they don't have to score on in one of the fours because they have room for first downs.
So 22-22. Here's UV again going left to right. They'll pitch it out on the far side. And Unitego reading the play very nicely. Mike Patrick really had nowhere to go as he ran into a big wall on that far side. Jacob Morrison was right in there, as well as Jake DeJoy for Unitego.
Yeah, real nice play by the Unitego defense. They read that play really well and did not let the running back get outside.
Ira Utter as well in there for Unitego. So this will be second and 11 now for the UV Storm as they are on their first try here in overtime. Again, tied at 22, live here from UV in a foggy, cold night here. Hard to see the players on the field.
I kind of wish they were at the other end. It looks a little clearer down there.
Some bonus football here tonight. It really is. Each side of the field looks a little different. Snap is low. Fournette picks it up, throwing to the far side. Intercepted here by Unitego. And that'll do it for this drive for UV. So Unitego will get another chance here.
Okay, so first attempts for both teams. No score. So now they get to see who gets to make the choice this time. I think it's Unitego's choice whether they want to have the ball the first attempt or the second. Usually that is the second because you want to know what you have to do.
So the snap was low there to Fournette. He was trying to make something happen, threw it to the left side, picked off there by Unitego. So again, as Tim said, Unitego is going to get a choice now on what they'd like to do. So now it looks like maybe we will switch ends of the field here, Tim.
Yeah, I think we might be able to see something a little bit better if they come down this to this left end of the field. It looks like it's a little easier to see, but we'll see what happens.
If you're at home and you're trying to picture this, basically it's like when you walk outside, you know, on a nice fall morning or something, and you look across your yard and you can't see the other side of the yard. It's pretty much what it looks like at the moment.
Yeah, it's and like you said before, Nate, those white jerseys of Unity are easy to see in the fog.
So the captain's meeting at midfield once again to meet with the Zebra crew. They'll re-explain, and this is where they'll ask Unitigo what they want to do here in terms of, you know, are they going to want to go first or will they want to go second? And again, just like the college football overtime rules, you start at the 15, you have four downs to try to get it in.
Yeah, and honestly, been sitting here watching this, and it's like I'm looking over there, and you're saying the 15, and I keep looking, and I'm like, is it the 15, or are they starting on the 20,
right,
or what? You know, you can't really tell, and it's just amazing how hard it is to see right now. It's a lot of pressure on these kids, a lot of pressure on the officials, because you don't want to, you know, make a call that could change the game. So this is really exciting. This is my first time with an overtime like this, and looking forward to seeing how this one ends.
Tied at 22 at the end of regulation. We've gone through one series of overtime, and we're into our second series here, and we'll see who decides to go first. As we'll keep the play down here at the one end of the field, we've decided it's the foggier end of the field here, but they are still playing to our right, and UV will go left to right. It appears that the Storm will have the ball first. Unitigo has elected to let the Storm go first. They'll get the second try.
Yeah, we just got pointed out why they're not going to that other end, because that area of the field in the middle is just a mud hole down on the other end.
Yeah, this field has held up very well all year, but the final football game of the year, it's been wet and muddy here today, and the mud has become more pronounced as the game has gone along. So UV with a try here, first and 10, and they'll hand it off to Dante Dye. And Dye tries to go up the middle. He was able to kind of stiff-arm one tackler and absorb a hit, but the rest of the Spartans were there to bring him down.
And
on second and 10.
And I'll just say that I'm amazed that he held on the ball, because he just got the ball when he got hit the first time.
And he took a big pop right in the middle there by the Unitigo defense. Didn't lose any yardage, so a second and 10. Again, overtime here. We're tied at 22 between UV and Unitigo. And so UV with the ball. They're going to say he did lose a yard, so second and 11 now. So UV going left to right, two wide receivers to the left. One is to the right. Man in motion. And we'll have a flag on the play, and a false start is whistled here against the Storm.
Okay, that'll push them back another five, so that'll bring up second down and 16.
So a second and 16, and UV is currently going in the wrong direction here as we're tied at 22. Again, if you're just joining us, we're in the OT period. Each team gets a chance with four downs to try to punch it in, and then you get to try to match each other. Both teams were unsuccessful in the first round.
Yeah, and what they do is they give each team an opportunity to choose whether they want to go first or second. And like I said before, usually you want to go second because you want to know what you have to do.
Second and 16, tied at 22 here between UV and Unitigo. Unitigo was trailing 22-6, came back to tie it up. So here is Fournette. He's going to try to throw over the middle, and this one is incomplete. Had a wide-open Caleb Simons, but just couldn't get it to him as that ball fluttered about a yard too far.
Yeah, and actually that was you know, we talked about it earlier, that the Storm really didn't have any short pass plays. Well, that was one that was pretty short. It was just past the backers of Unitigo, and if it had been completed, it might have gone for a first.
So this will be a third and 16. Coming up here for Unadilla Valley in overtime. 22-22 the score. And now let's see. It looks like UV is going to take a timeout. So we're tied at 22. Third and 16 coming up for UV. Let's step away for 30 seconds here. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. Overtime football here between UV and Unitigo on CDO.
The staff at New York Pizzeria on South Main Street in New Berlin are proud supporters of local high school football on WCDO. They wish the best to the Unadilla Valley Storm this season as they continue their quest to make the playoffs.
New York Pizzeria has been serving the area's best pizza since 1982. Stop in and enjoy a slice today, or check out their full menu of delicious Italian favorites. Call 847-6188. That's 847-6188 for New York Pizzeria in New Berlin. Good luck, Unadilla Valley, from everyone in the New York Pizzeria family.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Overtime football here on CDO, folks. We're in the second series of this overtime. Third and 16 coming up for Unadilla Valley. After this, Unitigo will get a try to try to punch it in, and we're tied at 22 currently. Here's UV going left to right. Fournette, the quarterback. Back to pass, flushed out of the pocket to his right. He's going to bring it down, runs to the outside, is ripped out of bounds there by Unitigo, and a flag on the play. That was Welch with the tackle.
Yeah, he had nobody open, so nice job by the young man to just get what he could and, live to play another down. Well, there is a flag on the play.
We'll see who the penalty is against here on a foggy, cold overtime night here from Unadilla Valley High School, just outside of New Berlin. And let's see where the ball is going to be spotted here. This one's going to go against UV.
And it was on the Storm, holding against the Storm, but Unitigo, having it be fourth down and about 16, declined the play.
So they declined that penalty, and so this will be the last chance on this series for UV. Again, a fourth and 16. The ball is going to be spotted here. Let's see where it goes down. It's going to be at about the 25.
Right. It's first down or touchdown on this play right here.
So last chance on this one for UV before Unitigo will get their shot here in OT. Again, tied at 22. Fourth and 16 coming up here for UV. So Fournette is in the shotgun. And he's got Mike Patrick in the backfield. And a couple wide receivers split out here to the left side. They'll fake the handoff. Fournette flushed out of the pocket again to the right side. Fournette is still on his horse here, down to the 10, and he's tackled there by Unitigo. Jared Smith puts the helmet down and is able to bring him down. Fournette had some room there, but Unitigo makes the play.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty close. I think they would want a measurement no matter what. I would make sure there was a measurement.
So Unitigo, he's
going to give it to him.
Oh, Unitigo thought maybe they had the stop, but UV is going to get the first down. And this is going to be a first and 10 inside the 10 for the Storm.
I think if I was Unitigo, I would have asked for a measurement on that, even though it was very close, but it was all the way the other side of the field.
Boy, Fournette needed every single yard on that one. As he was trying to throw, he had to scramble. He got past two or three guys and just got enough to get the first down.
And had to put his head down again to get there.
So a first and 9. Here for UV, they keep their overtime opportunity alive on the second chance they've had. Here's Fournette, throws to the end zone, and this one is intercepted by UV. Excuse me, by Unitigo. That was Mike Rose coming up as UV was going for the end zone, and Mike Rose picked one off as they were looking for Postma there.
Yeah, and they had him. And I think Postma just bobbled the ball coming down out of the air, and Rose was right there to take it away from him. Nice play by Rose.
So two possessions here in overtime. Unitigo was walked away with an INT both times. So here are the Spartans. They could put it away if they can score on their four plays here. 22-22 the score. We're in overtime live here tonight from Unadilla Valley. Tim Cutting, Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Some bonus Friday Night Lights football here tonight.
And I guess they would call this the second overtime. That's what they would call it in the NFL, in the college ranks. They call it the second time.
Here's Jake DeJoy, who was in for the injured Josh Firebend. And again, the D lineman, Jacob Morrison, is in the backfield. They fake the handoff. DeJoy has it, and to the left side he goes, and he'll pick up about 5 before he's shoved out of bounds. And I think it took UV a while to realize who had the ball there.
Yeah, nice little play right there. They actually ran kind of like a bootleg off of the fake, and DeJoy got a nice gain. It's second down and 3 for the first down.
So 22-22 the score. Unitigo looking to punch one in here. A second and 3. They were trailing 22-6. Nice job in the second half to work their way back into this contest. And here comes the play from the sideline.
And with the joy is the big number 65, Jacob Morrison, in the backfield.
So Morrison's in the backfield. And now it's going to be Jared Smith under center. DeJoy, who was just QB, is lined up to the left. And here is Smith with the ball. Rolls out to the right side. Has some pressure. Trying to find DeJoy over the middle. Just goes through his hands and down to the turf. Third and three coming up.
That pass was intended for number 17 for the Spartans, but he couldn't quite hang on to the ball, so it'll bring up third down and three.
So third and three for Unitego, tied at 22. DeJoy went from QB to receiver on that one, and Smith hit him right in the hands, but he couldn't bring it down. Again, just a cold night. Hands got to be cold at this point in the evening. It's been raining, and it's been a tough one, that's for sure.
I didn't even think about that being DeJoy because he's a quarterback, but thank you for helping me out with that.
Smith now on third and three. He's going to be under center. Morrison is in the backfield. Burnham is split out to the right side. Smith is going to have the QB keeper. Nowhere to go. Big tackle there from Peyton Sterone of Unadilla Valley.
That was definitely a broken play. He went to hand off to the big guy, and the big guy didn't go on that side, so he had to take it and get what he could.
We're tied at 22. This is going to be a fourth and three coming up here for Unitego, and let's see who takes the timeout. Will be the Spartans.
Unitego taking a timeout to talk about what they want to do on this crucial play.
Last play coming up here possibly for Unitego. We're tied at 22. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're tied up at 22. We're in, I guess, what you would call the second overtime series here between Unitego and UV. We're live tonight from Unadilla Valley High School. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Fourth and three coming up for Unitego. They've either got to get the first down or make the score to win here, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, and they have one play to do it. I think they really should focus on getting that first down and not worry too much about going for the score.
DeJoy is back under center. Fireben injured, of course, for Unitego. Will they hand off to Morrison? No, DeJoy has it to the left side. Nowhere to go. Can he get to the first down? Yes, he did. Just tiptoeing along the white chalk there, and he moves the chains here for Unitego.
Ran the little boot again for Fireben to the left corner and got the first down. Real nice play. Good call by the Unitego coach and staff.
Yeah, DeJoy gets the first down there. Firebend replaced around the halftime break. So DeJoy tiptoeing around and makes the first down. So this is going to be a first down opportunity. Really first and goal here for Unitego.
I was just going to say it's first and goal to go. So any penalties back them up, it's still got to be a touchdown. They cannot get a first down.
Unitego trying to spoil the party here on senior night at UV. Here's DeJoy, QB keeper left side, ripped down from behind there by UV's number 50, Nick Bonanno.
Nick Bonanno, man, he just absolutely shred his blocker and made the nice tackle. Short possible gain of maybe one.
So Bonanno, the junior, wearing number 50, he's made a lot of big tackles here tonight. Makes a big one there, perhaps keeping UV in this ball game. So second down coming up here for Jake DeJoy in at quarterback for Unitego.
The ball is on about the 7. It's like on about the 7-yard line.
So they'll hand off. This one is to Jared Smith, punching his way forward. He's very close to the line here. And this is going to be a third and goal here. Ball down to the 2-yard line here for Unitego. They're very, very close.
Yeah, two-yard line with two plays to go. So, you know, this is going to be interesting to see what's going on.
So 22-22 is the score. It's going to be third down here. DeJoy is over talking to head coach Frank McCroney. I think Unitego just making sure that they get their timing set, everything set here. Don't want to make a mistake in this type of a situation. So this is the second overtime series. DeJoy here steps in. He's under center. He's got Morrison in the backfield. He hands off, plowing his way forward. Morrison, we haven't got the signal yet. Let's see from the Zebra crew. And it looks like maybe the ball was on the turf. Hard to say.
Oh, my gosh.
UV comes away with a fumble.
UV has the ball.
UV comes away with a fumble. That was extremely close there. As it looks like Jared White runs over to the sideline, he's fired up. and they come out of the bottom of the pile with the ball. Absolutely unbelievable. That looked like it was going to be the end of the game.
Yeah, it sure did.
UV comes away.
It actually looked like, you know, we kept waiting for the officials to throw their hands up because it looked like he was in the end zone, but ball must have come out. And I will say this much, one of the coaches for the Storm is legendary coach Dave Kelly, and from Delhi for many, many years. And I heard him all along telling his other coaches on the headset that when Morrison has the ball, he's not used to hanging onto that ball.
Yeah,
go
very
for
true.
It. Go for the ball. You know, you may not be able to stop him, but go for the ball. He's not used to hanging onto the ball. So maybe that was what happened on that play.
And that was the time they needed it, that's for sure. So 22-22, we're going to head into our third overtime series. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. More Overtime Football on CDO.
Did you know that more and more satisfied customers take their vehicles to Sydney Tire? Their skilled mechanics offer expert wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, and New York State inspections. And their tire specialists can answer your questions and help you choose the right tire for your vehicle and your driving needs from their extensive inventory. They can even special order tires. Join so many others and become a satisfied customer at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The fall high school sports season is here, and it's the perfect time of year for a tailgate party. But who has time to go shopping, to cook everything, and bring it all to the big game? Why not let Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo do it for you? Rodney Robinson is the pit master at Hot Rods Barbecue. He features a tasty menu from pulled pork to barbecued beef, salt potatoes, and his signature baked beans. Hot Rods Barbecue can prepare your entire meal and deliver it to the game for you. So book your tailgate party or any gathering with Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo at 434-2634. Forget the barbecue chicken. Be unique and have Hot Rods Barbecue for your next school fundraiser. 434-2634.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back here, folks. 22-22 is the score in overtime. Unitigo this time is going to have the first chance. So here is DeJoy. He's going to throw for the end zone, looking for Beams. This one is knocked down by the UV defense. Great play there, I believe, on the outside by Nick Sterone, batting it out of the hands there of Beams.
Yes, that was a real nice play. He's given up a lot of inches in height, and he went up and just put his hands right between where Beams' hands were and knocked the ball out right at the right time.
So Unitigo is going to get their chance on offense, and then no matter what happens, UV will get their chance. So now here is DeJoy going to the left side, nowhere to go. And again, that big UV defense breaking through with Nick Bonanno with the tackle on DeJoy.
Bonanno again with a real nice play. He's playing like the nose tackle spot, and he's really just shredding his blocker and then getting right into the backfield real quick.
Third and nine coming up now for Unitigo. Again, this is our third series, start of the third series in OT. Under the lights here tonight at Unadilla Valley High School, we're tied at 22. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. I bet everybody who's at the other contests here tonight have had an opportunity to join us as they've gotten in the car on the way home, as now Unitigo will take a timeout. So, again, we're tied at 22.
They got the play clock down to a little bit too far right there. They couldn't make up the minds on what they were going to call, and that's why they called the timeout. And we'll see what they come up with a third and 10.
So again, Unitigo's Josh Fireben hasn't played since about the halftime break when looked like he had some sort of an injury to his right leg. We'll wish the best for him, but since then it's been mostly Jake DeJoy, a little Jared Smith, so you got to think having Fireben in this type of a situation would certainly help.
Well, it definitely does, and I think we talked about it before. You know, there was games that we did early in the year with the Spartans, and he was out for the first quarter or first part of the half or whatever. And when he came in, you could just see the whole Unitigo Spartan team just react to his presence on the field. And that's what a leader does. I mean, he just makes everybody feel, I can do my job so much better because this person's here.
22 all, third and nine for Unitigo here in overtime. They go to the air, and this one is intercepted by UV. Ryan Postma goes up and snags that one out of the sky, and now the Storm will have their chance on offense. They can punch it in. They'll win here on senior night.
That's right. They've got a chance. So, and we didn't make mention of it, but they did switch ends of the field, and we can really clearly see now.
Yeah, the fog again has lifted as it's been on and off all night here at UV. If you were here at all, maybe you left or you're going through the valley. The fog has been certainly crazy here tonight. Sometimes it's been really hard to see the other side of the field. Right now we can see it clear as day.
Yeah, and actually he on that play, Beams was wide open, and it just the throw just hung in the air and gave the defender from UV a chance to get there.
So here's Mason Fournette trying to grab back the momentum here for UV. Fournette, QB keeper to the right side, is UV in the black and the purple going right to left. About a five-yard pickup here for Fournette, and now the ball was out on the play. Unitico coming away with it there with Burnham. We'll see what the officials say here. As again, it was a big scrum and a pile, and Seth Burnham just came dancing out of the pile with the ball, but it appears that UV still has it here, Tim.
Yeah, it does. It looks to me like what they're going to do is they're going to blow the play dead and give UV the ball, even though the Unitego Spartans came out of the pile with the ball.
Boy, Unitego fumbled right on the goal line down here to our right on one of their possessions, and it looked like maybe UV fumbled here, but instead it was whistled dead, so this is going to be second and five. Again, we're tied at 22. UV could win if they score on this possession here in OT. So here is Fournette. Again, he's in the shotgun. One running back in the backfield, and Jared White is in motion. And we'll see. We'll have a whistle. It's going to be a timeout here taken by the UV Storm.
Yep, actually, I think they just saved themselves a penalty, too, because they had two Storm players were in motion again. It wasn't as apparent as it was the last time, but I think they called timeout just in time to save the flag, which is huge because it would have been second down and 10 from there instead of second and 5.
Second and 5, UV takes a timeout, and you've just seen so many times here tonight, Tim, the momentum go from one side to the other. UV will have it. Unitego will have it. Right now it feels like UV has it, but if Unitego can hold, we'd go to a fourth overtime series.
Yeah, and this second half was just an amazing half of back and forth, you know, and neither team wanting to give up and neither team wanting to lose this game. And that's why we're where we are right now, second and 5.
Second and 5 in overtime. 22-22 the score. UV with the ball. Here's Dante Dye to the left side. He's at the 15 and right down to about the 13 here for Dye. So this is going to bring up about a third and four here for Unadilla Valley.
Nice play by the Unitego Spartan on this side because he did not let him make the turn on the corner and made a nice tackle and kept him short of the first down.
Will be a third and three, so this is not too far to go, but I'm sure it seems like a long three here for UV, tied at 22. Trying to pick up a first down to extend this overtime drive. They go right to left in the purple and the black. Here's Fournette. He wants it. Goes right up the gut, and I think he'll pick up the first down, down to about the 8-yard line here for the Storm, and he is not afraid to go right into the hole.
No, he's not, and when he makes up his mind and starts to run downhill for a quarterback, he is a tough, tough runner.
So a first down, so this will be a first and 9 now for UV. Again, if they can punch it in here, they would win the contest here tonight on senior night. Snap is low to Fournette, but he gathers it up, heading towards the hole, right to the goal line. Very close. Let's see what the call is. I believe it's going to be a second and goal coming up here for the Storm.
That looks like they're going to give him the ball at about the 1, so it'll be second and 1 to go for the game.
We thought just about a drive ago that Unitego was in the same position, but they fumbled. Now UV, let's see what they bring to the table. Here's Fournette to the outside, but Unitego's sniffing it out. Dean Reed on the play with the tackle for Unitego.
Number 55 with a great tackle for a loss there, and now it'll be third and 5, I believe.
Boy, huge play for the Spartans there as Reed broke through for the tackle. So a third and 5, tied at 22 now. UV down to two more plays to try to punch it in on this OT drive. Boy, I think that might have been the play of the night right there.
It could be. I mean, if they don't score, you know, you had two plays. You actually had three more plays from the 1, and if you didn't gain any yards.
So Fournette, let's see if he goes with the QB keeper again. He's in the shotgun. He'll pitch it to the outside. And heading towards the end zone, Unitego's going to get there in time as Mike Patrick ran to the right side but couldn't get it to Joy. Was instrumental on that tackle for Unitego.
Fourth and a long 3 for the score and to end the game for the Storm.
Comes down to this play for UV. They score, they win. If they don't, we're going to go to another overtime period here. So we're currently in the fourth overtime session. That would be the fifth, unless UV can score it here. 22-22 the score. Fournette is in the shotgun, and he's got Mike Patrick to his left. Snap is low. Has to throw. Looking for Postma. Hauls it in. Touchdown for Unitigo. For UV, and there it is. UV on senior night wins in overtime, and there's the fireworks. Just a fade route to Postma in the corner, and he brings it in. UV wins 28-22.
What a call that is right there. You know, you've only got 3 yards to go. You haven't been really running the ball or passing the ball at all, and to call that flag pattern into the corner of the end zone with a perfect throw and a very, very nice catch by Postma.
Unadilla Valley on fourth down throws it into the end zone. Postma with the TD. They win 28-22. We'll come back with the postgame show, folks. An overtime win here for Unadilla Valley over Unitigo. A great contest here tonight. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you are thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich as they celebrate 26 years of being the area's value leader for brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. Enjoy special anniversary pricing of 10 to 50% off everything store-wide, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, office furniture, and more by Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Sunny Design, Southern Motion, and other popular manufacturers. In the catalog outlet sleep setters, you'll find anniversary savings on mattresses by Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and Therapeutic in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary financing to qualified buyers. See store for details. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here from Unadilla Valley High School as UV defeats Unitigo 28-22 here in overtime, and the fireworks are going off here tonight on senior night, a special presentation and really nice fireworks show here.
Absolutely. This is really nice. What a nice way to send the seniors off for the last home game at UV.
So again, UV wins over Unitigo in overtime, and it took four overtime series, 28-22 the final. Let's do our awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank providing financial services to all our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Give that one to Mason Fournette here tonight, the UV quarterback. We talked about him all night, putting his head down, not afraid to run, had that huge touchdown in the second quarter of about 60 yards. Just a really nice night for that young man.
Yeah, he did, and he also was throwing the ball very well, too. You know, I mean, on a night when they really wouldn't think people would be throwing the ball, he did throw the ball very well. And, you know, he always, every time he finished, every time he had a run, he finished it off. He didn't go backwards. He went forward.
The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I know he had a great night on offense, but I'm giving it to Jacob Morrison from Unitigo. Scored two touchdowns tonight. They used him in that running back role. Made a bunch of huge tackles. He deserved to get an award tonight. We give him the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award.
Absolutely well-deserving for Mr. Morrison on that great effort tonight.
the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney sponsors this award. They support youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Give that one to Ryan Postma tonight from UV. Caught the game-winning touchdown. Had several other catches throughout the game that set them up on those long drives. Had that INT run back for a touchdown that got called back. He was all over the place tonight. He's our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner.
Absolutely fantastic game by Postma and well-deserving award for him as well.
So again, the final in overtime tonight, live from UV, the Storm take down Unitego 28-22. Big thank you back to Jim Tomeo for staying a little late tonight here for this overtime football contest. Always thank you to him. And a thank you to you, Tim Cutting, for joining us once again.
Yeah, no problem, Nate. When I get to watch a good game, high school game like this, you know, I love doing this, and I love watching high school football, and just want to give a little props out to the Unitego Spartans because they just never die. You know, they just won't go away, you know, and that's the heart in the kids and the heart in the coach and what the coach talks about a lot about those kids. So it's been a great night and a great football game. And, Nate, thank you for helping me get through these games because you do such a great job for this WCDO and all the area sponsors and stuff. Wouldn't be able to do it without you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the kind words. And it's the end of the season for Unitego and perhaps UV. We'll have to see in the coming day or so how the playoffs shake out. Just check back to WCDOsports.com. We'll let you know if we're going to do a game next week in the Class D playoffs, where we might be. We'll certainly let you know. Sydney has a regular season game left in Class C, so we'll be around somewhere next week for some high school football, that's for sure. Again, the final, 28-22. UV wins over Unitego in overtime. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.